It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith, joined alongside Adam Plager. Adam, last night, his 6-4 loss for the Marauders. Some late mistakes did Bradenton in last night.
Yeah, a couple of tough miscues defensively for the Marauders. A couple of tough errors, and you never want to give the other team gift runs, and that's what we did for the Palm Beach Cardinals. But let's not forget the two-run home run off Bubba Chandler, one that was really golfed out of the ballpark. Maybe a turning point in the ball game, as well as the no-run score. Spencer, you want to talk a little bit more about that, which could have really shifted the momentum in last night's ball game.
Yeah, the Marauders really struggled with bringing home runners in scoring position. In fact, 2-for-12. Bradenton has a team with runners in scoring position last night. They left 10 men stranded, 2 men aboard in the first inning, 2 men in the second inning, 1 in the third, and 2 each in the eighth and the ninth inning. So those late opportunities going unanswered for the Marauders really hurt the team. But again, you touched on Bubba Chandler. Even though he ended up facing a bout of wildness, 3 walks, he struck out 6. He was electric.
He was. He also touched 97 on the gun a couple of times. A dual-sport athlete who was actually committed to Clemson. He was a quarterback, really a natural athlete, and we saw that on display. A couple of times he got into a jam, and he was able to get a big-time strikeout, really some confidence for the youngster.
Yeah, got out of a bases-loaded jam with a little bloop pop-out to right center field in the seventh inning. That kept the score tied at the time. Unfortunately, the Marauders couldn't pull it out last night, but they look to rebound today. They will send the right-hander Carlos Jimenez to the mound, who will go opposite Cardinals number 7 pitching prospect Tink Hentz. A little bit more on those two later. For now, we will step aside, and when we come back, we will re-air last night's pregame conversation with Marauders right-hander Carlos Lomeli. Stay tuned. That's up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with right-hander Carlos Lomeli. Carlos, on Sunday, the 12-inning game out in Fort Myers. Pretty wacky game, but you pitched the final three innings, and you responded to the challenge. How did you get so locked in and so focused and tightrope walk out of danger one time after another?
It was just, a team effort, honestly. I know going into the 10th, 11th, and 12th inning that I pitched in, I knew there was a runner on second, and I knew we had a big lead. We lost it. Happens. It's baseball. But, it just takes it. That more, or it just gives you that much, more energy to fight for your teammates and, go out there and compete. And that's the end of the day. And we are doing well right now. We're bonding as a team better. And I think the chemistry's there. And we understand that we're going to go out there and be dogs. So that's what we did. And we came out with the victory.
Now, that Fort Myers lineup's a really difficult one. They just have the uncanny knack to take the bad pitches, go for the good pitches, do a lot of damage. Was there any sort of specific message geared toward that from Yorman or anyone on the coaching staff in terms of how to attack and what mentality to have going out?
Yeah, Fort Myers is a difficult lineup. They have good hitters up and down, 1-9. And, it goes back to the fundamentals of baseball. Just throw strikes. Competitive strikes in the zone always win. And, if you could do that, if you could command the zone, it's going to be difficult and you're going to make the hitters feel uncomfortable. And I guess that's the bullpen. Every pitcher here, that's the goal. You have the best stuff in the zone and just compete. And we did a good job of that and ended up getting the victory.
Visiting with Carlos Lomeli tonight. Your first season as a professional here in 2022, your first year in the Pirates organization. What has the transition been like for you coming from St. Mary's from college ball into the professional game?
It's definitely different. You could tell the professionalism is there. It's, like I said, it's baseball. It's fun. It's still fun. Learning how to take care of my body, especially going from the 3-game series to 6-game series now. It's basically every day and just trying to figure out throwing wise, recovery, understanding if my body's not feeling great this day, we get to work through it, have a different routine, stuff like that. So it's been a learning curve, but I've been having fun with it. Everybody's having fun.
Now, you grew up in California. What are your baseball roots like? Who sort of got you into the game? And then who was your team and who were your players that you idolized growing up?
Definitely my dad. When he was in Mexico, he was like one of the top in his little town at pitchers, and he threw hard. He definitely got me to love baseball and just got me growing up with it. And then from there on out, every coach, I take in knowledge like no other. I love hearing the game and from different perspectives and stuff like that. So I just, all the coaches, my dad, my mom might hate me for that, but she was there to support. But, it was all of them. My family, mom, dad, sister was there. Everybody got me into baseball and just helped me along the way, all the coaches.
Who was the major league team that you grew up rooting for, and who were your particular players that you looked up to specifically?
Growing up, I liked the Angels. I loved them. It was a 20-minute drive, so I was there right there. The guy growing up that I idolized, probably Mike Trout, the way he plays the game. It's classy. He just goes hard every single day. Pitcher-wise, I don't have a favorite. I take in a lot of people. So from back in the day, like Nolan Ryan, how he competed, and he was, no matter what, he was going to throw in the zone and best stuff. Or guys like today, like Justin Verlander, or just Max Scherzer, the way he competes. So I just take in all of them and try to be just myself with them.
Now, you talked about having to get used to the way you have to maintain your body, going into these 6-game series compared to what you did in college. What have been some of the other adjustments to your game, if any, that you've made going from where you were when you began the season to now here in early August?
I'm always working on mechanics. That's just in-season thing. Bad habits happen. Try to get rid of them, get good habits. But recovery-wise, it's just learning how to understand your body, learning what you feel that day. And say I threw yesterday and I'm feeling a little sore, my routine might be a little more mobility instead of, quick action stuff. So it's just maintaining the body health and like making sure that I'm at a high percentage every single day. And it might be different the way the routines work before I throw or after I throw. But yeah, just doing the lifting and then doing sprint work in between lifts as well has been helping. And, you know, we got the good staff. So I just do what they say.
You talked a little bit earlier about some of the chemistry and the feeling in the clubhouse with this team. Team's tied for first place right now, going into this early August series with Palm Beach. What has just the overall experience been like to interact with this group of guys and to just sort of go through this whole season journey with them? How much fun has it been for you?
Oh, it's been a blast, honestly. In the beginning, we didn't really know each other, so it was weird. But now seeing where we're at as a team right now, it's pretty shocking and it's pretty surprising, but it's fun, and that's what makes it fun. So I think our chemistry is going well into these next 2 weeks because we got Palm Beach, a good team, and then we got Tampa, who we're tied in first with. So we understand what's happening in the next 2 weeks, and we're just going to have fun with it. We know what to do. We're a good ball team, and we're just going to go out there and compete.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time, Carlos.
Thank you.
That was Carlos Lomeli, our guest on the pregame show. We'll be back next with Starting Lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The Marauders pregame show continues. Let's meet today's starting lineups for this Wednesday matinee. We begin with the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, a record of 23-14 in the second half. They lead the FSL East Division, and they won 8 of their last 10 in addition to 3 in a row. Center fielder Victor Scott leads off for Palm Beach once again. He is followed by right fielder Chris Rotondo. Left fielder Nathan Church bats third. First baseman Thomas Francisco, one of the heroes offensively last night for the Cards, bats cleanup. Third baseman Michael Chiarelli bats fifth. Shortstop Jeremy Rivas hits sixth. Second baseman Brody Moore bats seventh. Catcher and Cardinals number 29 prospect Leonardo Bernal, a switch hitter, bats eighth. And the designated hitter Darlene Moquete bats ninth. For Palm Beach, who sent right-hander Tink Hentz out to the mound. This guy is electric. He has put up magnificent numbers. He is the Cardinals' number 7 prospect and an exciting name to watch. 11 starts at single A. Hentz has posted a 1.03 ERA, 0.77 whip, holding opponents to a 1.47 batting average, and his K per 9 rate, 15.17. All the numbers across the board, excellent for Tink Hentz. For the Marauders, a second half record of 23-14, 52-50 overall. Bradenton tied with Tampa for first place in the West Division. Here's how they look today. Designated hitter Sung Che Chang, working on a 4-game hit streak, leads off. Right fielder Sergio Campagna, 2 hits in last night's game, bats second. First baseman Juan Jerez hits third. Third baseman Jack Brannigan bats cleanup. Center fielder Tres Gonzalez making his single-A debut. Fifth round pick by the Pirates out of Georgia Tech this year. Gonzalez playing center field and batting fifth. Shortstop Mike Lescoto bats sixth. Second baseman Davies Nadal, his double play partner, bats seventh. Catcher Luis Hernandez hits eighth. Left fielder Josiah Dixon bats ninth for the Marauders, who send right-hander Carlos Jimenez out to the bump. Jimenez has been fun to watch this season, still maintaining a high strikeout rate. 12.14 his K per 9 of the season. 3.36 ERA to go with a respectable 1.37 whip, and opponents hitting just 217 against him. The walks at times have been an issue, though. 32 free passes over 56 and 1/3 innings for Jimenez. Those are your starting lineups, and we're looking at partly cloudy skies in front of us here in Bradenton. And it is one of those days, once again, where the sheets of your scorebook are going to feel a little bit like wet, soggy paper towels. But we will play on as the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals play game number 2 of a 6-game series. We'll be back with you next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey,
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back inside Lecon Park in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith alongside Adam Plager. Game number two of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Adam, we spoke in the pregame about how the Marauders were unable to overcome a couple of late miscues in last night's game, trying to clean the defense up a little bit in this one.
Yeah, just trying to settle things down, not get too far ahead of yourself. Just focus on the play at hand, not worrying about having to make the next play. A good opportunity, though, for Bradenton to bounce back, get back into the win column. 10-1 at home in day games. An excellent opportunity for Carlos Jimenez to earn his first victory as a Marauder at Lecon Park.
Carlos Jimenez completes his warm-up tosses, and the 20-year-old from Venezuela will face Victor Scott, left-handed hitting center fielder who is working with a 9-game on-base streak. Scott has the ability to drop down a bunt base hit. He can spray the ball to all fields, and here we go. Scott digs in. Cardinals in the road grays, Marauders in the home whites. Jimenez the windup, and the game's first pitch, and it is bunted at. Foul tipped into the mitt of Luis Hernandez. We're underway at 12:03 p.m., 87 degrees, and partly cloudy here at Lecom. Carlos Jimenez coming in with that fastball at 95 on the game's first pitch. Rocks and fires the 0-1 now. That one is just off the plate away for ball one.
Once again, Scott showing bunt. Palm Beach no stranger to playing small ball. They enjoyed doing that in last night's victory.
Absolutely. Three infield singles, part of that eighth inning outburst. He bunts at it again, pushes this one foul third base side, count 1-2. Batting average low in nine games for Victor Scott, just 167. But again, that on-base streak has seen that OBP reach over 400. Eight walks for him in those nine games. That's really helped boost that mark. Jimenez ahead of ball and two strikes. Pitch number four swung on and ripped to deep right center field. On the run, the right fielder Campagna to his right, easing into the gap. He makes the catch. Four out number one. Let's meet the Marauders' defense. In the outfield from left to right, it's Josiah Dixon, Tres Gonzalez, and Sergio Campagna. On the infield, Jack Brannigan starts at third base. Mike Lescoto at shortstop. Davies Nadal at second base, Juan Jerez at first base, and the catcher is Luis Hernandez. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo. Just underway here in Bradenton. Good to have you with us. Jimenez deals to the right-handed batter. Rotondo swing and missed through the pitch high.
Big first out, 2-4 Jimenez. Gives some confidence to the Marauder starter.
Works from the first base side of the rubber here. The 0-1 delivery. Rotondo takes low and outside. Last week against Fort Myers, Jimenez, a little bit of a messy outing. Walked five. That matched his season high over four innings of work. Three runs allowed, two of which were earned. Here comes the 1-1. Rotondo swings and misses. Another high heater. Strike two. Fastball up to 96 that time. Jimenez will throw the smoke, and he will rack up the strikeouts. 76 strikeouts in 56 and one-third innings this season. His 1-2, Rotondo lays off high. Went with that high fastball again. Too far, though.
Raises the eye level there. We'll see if he'll try and go off the plate this time, off Rotondo.
The 2-2 from the thin right-hander. The pitch is swung on, lifted, first base side. This is out of play. So I mentioned those walk numbers for Jimenez, as he can get a little erratic at times. He'll rush through his delivery now and then. 32 walks over 56 in the third innings. Trying to lower that walk rate a bit. He'll come with another 2-2 to Chris Rotondo. The pitch. Right-handed batter lets one go low and outside. And Luis Hernandez asked to check the swing anyway. Rotondo barely lifting the bat off his shoulder a couple of inches. Never hurts to check, right?
Not at all, especially now when you get to a 3-2 count. We'll see what Jimenez has in mind.
The payoff. Taken outside for ball four, so Chris Rotondo chases a couple to begin the AB. But the plate appearance ends in a walk, and the Cardinals have their first base runner of the afternoon.
Just an unfortunate free pass allowed to Rotondo up in the count 1-2, and then loses him there on ball four, first base runner of the ball game for Palm Beach.
And an unfortunate trend continues for Carlos Jimenez. This is his 16th outing, 12th start of the year. He has walked at least one batter in each of those outings except for one. Here's Nathan Church, left-handed hitting left fielder from the three spot in the order. Pitched by Jimenez, Church swings and whacks a line drive foul.
Double play is in order for Bradenton. Escoto and Nadal would figure to be the ones to make that play.
Michael Escoto manning shortstop today. Davis Nadal at second base after his spot start in left field last night. Did a good job out there. Here's the 0-1. Church takes for a strike on the outside corner. Church seemed to think it was away. But again, the fully automated balls and strikes today. Sam Carey just making the calls that are being given to him via the earpiece. Warren Eubanks, his partner on the bases. Chris Rotondo on first base after a one-out walk. Jimenez the 0-2, way upstairs for ball one. Now the Tampa Tarpons, the team with whom the Marauders are tied for first place atop the West Division at the moment, they won't be playing until later. They're visiting Dunedin at 6:30 tonight. High leg kick, the 1-2 coming. Breaking ball up and away for ball two. So a couple of waste pitches by Jimenez. Not successful in getting any chases here.
Church reached base a couple of times last night. A walk and a single in his team's victory.
10 games played with Palm Beach for Church. 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. He's been a tough out. 2-2. Church swings and bounces one foul past third base. We'll do it again.
Excellent job there by Nathan Church, staying alive, fighting it off, and forcing Jimenez to continue to battle with them here in the early goings.
Carlos Jimenez has thrown 16 pitches already with only one away here in the first inning. Pickoff to first base. A look at Rotondo, who dives back in safely. 7 games, Rotondo a perfect 2-for-2 in stolen bases.
We did mention Hernandez, a defensive catcher by trade, so we'll see if they choose to run on him here this afternoon.
Set by Jimenez. Now he comes home with a 2-2. Taken high, and Hernandez, sure enough, turned toward first base. Looked like he was going to deliver one, but didn't.
And once again, Jimenez finds himself in a full count situation, continuing to raise that pitch count just in the top of the first.
So something got him into trouble last week down in Fort Myers. Threw 75 pitches in that last start over just 4 innings. 3-2, runners going, swung on and lifted to right center field. Sergio Campagna got a little bit of a late read on it, but he's moving inward, and he makes the catch full stride out in medium right center field, and there are 2 outs for the Cardinals.
Almost an out you have to get. You don't want to let a second straight batter reach on a free pass. Really changes the dynamic of an inning. Now 2 away and only 1 runner aboard.
Facing a tough customer here, though, Thomas Francisco. Crushed one into the Marauders bullpen last night, a game-tying 2-run homer in the 6th.
And no cheapie either off Bubba Chandler. Pitch low and in, he golfed out of the ballpark.
And nasty little 86-mile-per-hour slider. Just went down fishing after it and got all of it. First pitch to Francisco here is a tad upstairs, ball one. No score, just underway here in Bradenton. Top of the first inning with two outs and Chris Rotondo on first base. He worked a one-out walk. Thomas Francisco playing in his 23rd game with the Cardinals. Hitting 321, three home runs, 23 runs driven in. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, fouled back. Francisco began this season up at High A Peoria in the Midwest League, landed on the injured list for a couple of weeks in June. Returned from the IL, played one game at High A, then got transferred down to Palm Beach. He's been here ever since then. 1-1 offering, swing and a foul back. Francisco a little bit late on the fastball.
Third straight batter and a 1-2 count. See if Jimenez can put him away early and get the Marauders' offense up to the plate.
Looking for some greater efficiency here. That has not really been a strong suit for Jimenez here in his first full-length season as a professional. The 1-2 pitch outside for ball two and a threat of a snap throw again by Hernandez first base. He's certainly looking at Rotondo out of his peripherals.
Well, that pitcher really likes to see that from Hernandez. Jimenez does. It keeps that lead tight on base runners.
Careful leadoff first for Rotondo here. The 2-2 pitch, there he goes. Jimenez deals and a swing and a pop-up. Shallow down the left field line. Foul territory. Josiah Dixon over and runs out of room. Falls into the seats. So, Adam, we're looking at almost similar results these last three plate appearances. See, 3-2 count, 2-2 count, a foul ball with two strikes, and these guys are eating away at that pitch count.
Yeah, Palm Beach doing an excellent job battling here at the plate, and looks like... Is that JJ coming?
And we got Yorman Bazzardo, the pitching coach, out for a mound visit. Now, Yorman has not been averse to doing this throughout the season. It's in the general baseball world, you don't see a whole lot of mid-at-bat mound visits, but Bazzardo has not been a stranger to that. He sees something wrong in a pitcher's pacing or maybe a little issue in the mechanics. He'll go out there immediately and address that.
Maybe starting to notice some of that same sequencing you were just mentioning. He wants to keep this a quick at-bat for Jimenez and try and get the Marauders' batting order to the plate in a scoreless game.
Five pitches here to Thomas Francisco, part of a now 23-pitch first-inning effort for Jimenez. Still just one strike away from retiring the side. This is not an easy guy to strike out, though. Thomas Francisco, in his 22 games with Palm Beach, has struck out just 13 times, especially in this day and age. That's a pretty low total, low rate. Already, the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a ball out to deep right center field. This will stay in the ballpark, though. Sergio Campagna underneath it, and he takes care of his third opportunity of the inning out in right field. No scoring for Palm Beach here in the first. We head to the bottom half here in Bradenton. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Good afternoon or good morning to you, depending on which time zone you're listening or watching from here today. The Marauders hosting the Palm Beach Cardinals, and St. Louis Cardinals pitching prospect Tink Hentz takes the mound. Spencer Smith alongside Adam Plager, glad to have you along for the ride here today. Game two of the series, and Tink Hentz, an impressive right-hander out of the state of Arkansas, and really deserving of those high marks, Adam, from Baseball America. lot of octane on the fastball. Magnificent curveball. He's put up really good numbers.
Yeah, talk about high octane. 98 on the gun. We'll see how the Marauders batters attack that and just their plate approach today against the Palm Beach number 7 prospect in Tink Hentz.
Hentz stands 6'1", 175 pounds from Watson Chapel, Arkansas. He delivers to Sung Che Chang, and the first pitch fastball outside at 94 for ball one.
Chang smacked a double in yesterday's loss, 1-for-3 with a walk.
Hentz with a 1-0 pitch, and Chang is swinging a foul straight back. Chang's been on a roll lately, hitting safely in 14 of his last 16 games, and he's on a 4-game hit streak, longest active hit streak by a Marauder. Hentz nodding to the signal from Bernal, and the 1-1 coming. Chang takes one just away for ball two. Hentz comes at opponents with a fastball, sinker, curveball, and changeup. Both fastball and curveball get some pretty high recognition. 2-1, fastball slung in there at 96, but low for ball three.
Well, Chang, no stranger to the free pass, a patient hitter at the plate and really forcing Hentz to throw strikes.
The 3-1 swung on foul back. And Chang will work some deep counts, and batting average, nothing spectacular, 251, but just goes to remind you, you have to look beyond the batting average. Chang this season, 349 on base percentage. Nothing to scoff at. 3-2 payoff, and Chang swings through a fastball, 96 blown right by him for strike three.
Well, we talked about high octane on the fastball. He said, I'm going to attack you, first batter of the ball game, and punches him out with the high heat, too. That's a tough part of the plate to cover, especially a smaller guy like Sung Che Chang.
That'll bring up Sergio Campagna. Another example of look beyond the batting average. Campagna swings through a first pitch heater at 96 for strike one. 329 OBP for Campagna, respectable. Still maintaining a pretty high strikeout rate, but he calls time here. And Campagna especially enjoying the home cooking this season, playing a lot better in front of the home crowd than he is on the road. Hentz deals the 0-1. Campagna looks at a fastball, 97 that time for strike two. He's popping the mitt. No score, bottom of the first inning. Bases empty and one out for the Marauders. Hentz rocks and deals, 0-2, taken outside. Another fastball.
Campagna, a native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, right now in a two-strike count.
1-2 from the right-hander, breaking ball low and outside, lunging grab to the backhand by Bernal.
Campagna reached base a couple of times, a couple of singles, and also two walks, so a patient hitter.
2-2 pitch, fastball, jam shot, got a piece fouled back, staying alive. So now you'll see at least a 6-pitch plate appearance here by Campagna. Nobody on, one out for the Marauders, hence showing the high red socks with the alternating navy and white stripes around the calf. Fires another 2-2, breaking ball, just missed the outside corner. Great spot, but not called for a strike.
What an eye, too, by the youngster Sergio Campagna, really knowing his strike zone and forcing a full count.
Not a bad spot at all, hence thought he had him. Now the 3-2, swing and a miss, Campagna blown away, 97 on the fastball again. Back-to-back punch-outs by Tink Hentz. Just as advertised, so far so good here.
Yeah, he's really gone to the heat early on in this game. No need to speed up the Marauders' bats if they can't catch up to the smoke.
Right on that inner part of the plate, handcuffing Campagna. Here's Juan Jerez. First pitch, swung at the fastball, chopped it foul. Timing was okay, couldn't match the plane well, though.
Jerez hitless in last night's game, looking to change that around this afternoon.
The 0-1 went with the breaking ball that time, did Hentz. That's called strike two, outside corner. Scoreless game, bottom of the first inning here at Lee Com Park. Hentz working fast. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Jerez looks and a fastball, can't pull the trigger, strike three. And Tink Hentz strikes out the side in order here in the first inning. We're quickly on to the second here at Lee Com Park. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Fine Wednesday afternoon here at Leacom Park as the Marauders are taking on the Palm Beach Cardinals for game two of a six-game series. No scores. We head to the second inning. Spencer Smith alongside Adam Plager. Carlos Jimenez toes the rubber again and deals to Michael Chiarelli, third baseman for Palm Beach. He takes lone outside, ball one.
5, 6, and 7 due up for the Beach Birds. Really looking to be more efficient this inning is Carlos Jimenez.
Jimenez cranks and deals the 1-0, swinging a slow roller to third. Scooped up by Jack Brannigan. The toss across to first is right on target and in time, one away.
Working towards his defense there is Jimenez, efficient. Two pitches needed and already records the first out of the second inning.
Already an improvement over the first inning that saw him throw almost 30 pitches. And 24 pitches to be specific there. Carlos Jimenez working with one out here in the second inning. And Jeremy Rivas bats next. The right-handed batter takes the first pitch a little too high.
Rivas 0 for 4 with a couple of punch-outs in last night's ball game.
A couple of Venezuelans squaring off here. Rivas from Valencia. Carlos Jimenez from Caracas, the capital city of Venezuela. Next one, lone outside, ball two. Rivas has been with the Cardinals all season. Steady contributor, .251 batting average, 26 runs driven in. Now the 2-0. Low and outside. Jimenez falls behind 3-0.
See if Rivas will take the bat off his shoulder or will force a strike.
The 3-0 offering. Fastball. Two high ball fours over the second straight inning. Carlos Jimenez surrenders a one-out walk.
Second free pass of the ball game for Jimenez. We've talked about that. It's been a bit of an issue for Jimenez and already the second of the ball game.
One out runner aboard. Brody Moore will bat next. Playing second base for the second straight game. Moore comes from the Birmingham, Alabama area. Small town of Oneonta. 17th round pick this year out of Auburn by the Cardinals. Jimenez with a long pause on the mound. And the pitch. Moore takes a fastball that rides just a little too high. Didn't miss by a whole lot.
So five straight pitches have missed for Jimenez.
Pick out to first base. Jeremy Rivas dives back safely. He will run from time to time. 8 for 13 in his stolen base attempts. Just a soft breeze picking up now, blowing across the field. Foul pole to foul pole, right to left. Another pick up to first base. Rivas back standing up this time. Like the Marauders, Cardinals' color scheme and uniform design patterns that very closely of the parent club. Red dominant, navy blue trim here and there. The 1-0 delivery, fastball, pops the mid loudly, and it's in there for a strike. 1-1. The main difference for the Cardinals' jerseys being that famous birds on the bat, along with the script, it reads Palm Beach in red lettering instead of Cardinals. Differentiating them from the parent club. Long pause by Jimenez again. The 1-1. Moore takes high, and Hernandez thinks about a snap throw to first, but decides not to. 2-1. Baseball really a family thing for Brody Moore and his family. His dad, Brandon, was his high school coach back in the day. On to high school in Alabama. Tall stance from the right side. Now the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop. Gloved by Escoto. Steps on second for one. Throw to first in time. 6-3 double play. Ends the inning. A scoreless second by Carlos Jimenez. Some bad luck for Palm Beach. This game remains scoreless. Heading to the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders nothing, Palm Beach Cardinals nothing. Game two rolls along between these two clubs, and Jack Brannigan leads off the bottom of the second.
As advertised, Tink Hentz bringing the heat, three punch outs in that first inning, really showing why he's a top prospect for the Cardinals.
Power on power here. Brannigan looks at a fastball at 96 in for a strike.
Attended Notre Dame. A lot of lineage in that Brannigan family. His father, grandfather, and uncle all Fighting Irish members.
Next pitch, fastball for strike two. And Brannigan's dad played track and field. And his grandfather played baseball also in Notre Dame. So the Athletics run in the blood. 0-2 from Hentz to Brannigan. Outside with a fastball for ball one.
Last night's loss for the Marauders. Brannigan 2-for-5 with a double. Struck out once.
1-2, swing and a ball, shot foul off the end of the bat, was way in front of the slider, but was able to keep the hands back just long enough.
Well, Hentz, forced him to chase. We'll see if he goes further off the plate to make him chase again.
The 1-2 pitch, swung on, driven foul down the right field line. That ERA for Tink Hentz, already very low, 1.03 coming in. Right at 1 on the nose at the moment, so if he gets Jack Brannigan out here, that ERA will shrink below 1. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip hung onto by Bernal. There you have it. Four up and four down, all on strikes for the Marauders. Remarkable.
Yeah, what a crazy start to this game for Tink Hentz. He has displayed the high-octane stuff, and already four punch-outs really made it challenging for the Marauder hitters to catch up to his fastball.
Now Tres Gonzalez up for his single-A debut. Fifth-round pick out of Georgia Tech by the Pirates this year. Left-handed batter, Gonzalez, looks at a high strike, 97 in the zone once again. No score, bottom of the second in Leacon Park. Sun piercing through the clouds, a little bit harder now. The 0-1, Gonzalez takes off speed just outside. Looked like the changeup that time from Hentz. Haven't seen many of those just yet. The windup and the 1-1 to Gonzalez. Tress swings and fouls one back, count 1-2. So a very brief stay, just like that of Jack Brannigan down the Florida Complex League before joining the Marauders. Gonzalez was with the team in person last night, didn't play. So playing center field, batting fifth here at his single-A debut this afternoon. The 1-2 pitch, Gonzalez swings and bounces it right back to the mound. Hentz with a nice snag, reaching out to his left, and the underhand flip to first. In time to get Gonzalez, two outs here in the second.
So the first out recorded, other than a strikeout, that one right back to the mound, so give credit to Gonzalez, the first Marauder hitter to make contact off the number 7 prospect, Tink Hentz.
First ball put into play. Now the Marauders look for their first base runner of the game. Michael Escoto to the plate now. Hence with a pitch. And Escoto takes one down. One ball, no strikes. The Marauders last night, 6-4 loss, had a three-game win streak snapped. The 1-0, way outside by Hence.
Escoto, a member of that prospect package that came back from the Yankees in the Jameson Taillon trade.
2-0 coming. Escoto swings, fouls it back. It's going to roll up the screen off to our right. Yeah, big haul of prospects, as you mentioned there, Adam. You got Kanan Smith and Jigba, who had a cup of coffee in the bigs with the Pirates this season. Miguel Yajure, right-hander. 2-1, breaking ball is outside. Three balls and one strike.
Escoto currently ranked as the Pirates' number 29 prospect.
3-1 pitch coming. Escoto swings, bounces it hard right to the third baseman. It eats up the third baseman, Curiali, and bounces into left field. So Michael Escoto to first base. We'll wait and see if that's ruled a hit or an error. But either way, Marauders finally have their first base runner.
Well, some firm contact made by Escoto. Didn't chase anything of Tink Hentz in a favorable count, 3-1, and smacked it to the hot corner. And like you said, ate up Curiali.
That ball was hit right to the glove side of the third baseman, but may have had some funky topspin on it, so Curiali whiffs on that one. And that has been ruled a base hit, so Michael Escoto has a single. First Marauders base runner of the afternoon. Now Davies Nadal looked to help bring Escoto around here. Hands goes from the stretch for the first time today. Hands away from his chest and a slight crouch. And the pitch, Nadal shows bunt, pulls back and takes a strike.
Nadal in left field in last night's game at second base today and really made some nice plays in the outfield, really showing his range.
Showing off that athleticism. Here's the 0-1 to the lefty batter, way too high for ball one. Davies Nadal, playing in his 50th game as a Marauder this season, joined the team back in late May when the team was on the road in Lakeland. And he's really flashed the glove in a number of different positions. Second base, third base, shortstop, now left field, as we alluded to last night. The 1-1 pitch, taken low and outside. Oh, check that, a strike call to the knees and on the outside corner. Catcher Bernal popping up from his crouch, looking to deal a snap throw, but didn't. Fastball at 98 that time from Hentz. That's the fastest we've seen it today.
Well, we did say he tops out right at 98.
He is set. Runner on first, two gone. The 1-2 pitch. Nadal takes high ball two.
Again, shows that high fastball. Nadal thinks better of it, lays off of it. Had a single in last night's game. 1-for-4.
Getting 205 games in the month of August. 3 of his 4 hits this month are bunt singles, so he's been resourceful at least. And the pickoff to first, and hung up between first and second is Michael Escoto. First baseman throws to the shortstop, Rivas, trying to chase him down, and Rivas applies the tag onto Escoto's back, and the Marauders run themselves out of the inning. We are still scoreless through two here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A scoreless standoff through two innings between the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals here at Lee Comp Park on this Wednesday matinee. Spencer Smith alongside Adam Plager going out to the third inning. And Leonardo Bernal, switch hitting catcher, number 29 prospect in the Cards organization, leads off against Carlos Jimenez. Wind up in the pitch from the right-hander. Bernal swings and fouls it back.
From Panama City, Panama is Bernal.
Just 18 years old, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, from the left side here. Jimenez, the windup in the 0-1 pitch. Bernal takes knee high for strike two. Nicely spotted there.
Nice little change in pace for Jimenez. Two pitches, both in the strike zone, and can already put away the leadoff hitter in the third inning.
Trying to retire Bernal here on 0-2. The pitch is bounced up there for ball one. Couldn't get a chase on the breaking ball. 29 games for Palm Beach. Bernal hitting .235 with three home runs, 19 runs batted in. Has a little bit of that raw and projectable power, but scouts seem to agree that it's more so the defense is going to be Bernal's ticket to the higher levels. Here comes the 1-2 from Jimenez. Swinging a line drive past second base and into right field for a base hit.
The first knock of the day for the Beach Birds. Hit hard to the right side. Just not what you want to see. A two-strike count as well. Had a chance to put him away. Didn't get the chase, and then Bernal, the number 29 prospect, sends a rip into right field.
So leadoff man on base for Palm Beach. Bernal, really not a big base-stealing threat. Darlene Moquete bats next. He's a right-handed hitter. Jimenez peers over his shoulder, and the pitch is just low to Moquete for ball one.
Third base runner of the day. For Palm Beach, none have advanced past first base. All have been left stranded.
A walk in the first, a walk in the second. Now the leadoff single by Bernal here in the third inning. Jimenez 1-0, swung on and lifted to left field. Over toward the line goes Josiah Dixon. Does he have room? Yes, he does. Sunglasses on. He reaches up and makes the one-handed catch. Back to first base goes Bernal.
Great job, too, in the outfield by Josiah Dixon. Excellent read off the bat. Tracked it well. Fighting some of that cloud covering and sunlight as well in the first out of the inning for Carlos Jimenez.
Josiah Dixon getting more and more comfortable here at Lee Comp Park's left field. Can get a little tricky sometimes for left fielders coming up against that sidewall, very close to the chalk line there. Good spatial awareness by Dixon. With one away, here's Victor Scott. Pesky leadoff hitter. Shows bunt and drops one down. Foul in the left-handed batter's box. Picked up immediately by Hernandez. Good job to pounce on it. We've seen Scott already several times today show bunts. We also saw him do it a handful of times last night. 1 for 5 last night from the leadoff spot. Scott now has a 9-game on-base streak, looking to make it an even 10 today. Jimenez is set at the chest. Long pause now, the 0-1 pitch. Swinging it, a foul straight back.
Well, into is Brannigan, the third baseman for the Marauders, trying to anticipate a possible bunt play. Again, Palm Beach looking to play small ball. Really something that's gone away as of late in baseball.
Yeah, a lot more of the three true outcomes. Walk, strikeout, home run. Absolutely right on that. Pick off to first base, and back in standing up is Bernal. 29 games, just 1 for 2 in the stolen base category. Bernal, catcher, not a huge base stealer, as we mentioned. Getting a medium-sized lead at the moment off of first base. Jimenez gets the signal, sets, chest high. Glances at the runner over his shoulder, the 0-2, low and inside. Fastball just over the shoe tops of Scott. Victor Scott comes from Powder Springs, Georgia. Fifth-round pick this year out of West Virginia by the Cardinals. Runner on first, one away, no score. Top of the third inning here in Bradenton. The 1-2. Scott checks his swing and an off-speed pitch low. And yes, he went around. Strike three. Plate umpire Sam Carey makes the call himself. And it looked like the Jimenez changeup there. First strikeout of the ballgame for the right-hander.
Great job, too, by Jimenez on that pitch sequence. That check swing brings up the leadoff hitter Victor Scott. Two away for Chris Rotundo.
Six-game on-base streak for Rotondo, making a seven-game on-base, or actually, with the first inning walk today. The pitch, Rotondo takes a fastball strike at 95 from Jimenez.
For the third straight inning, Jimenez looking to strand that runner at first.
Leonardo Bernal still there after pulling a line drive single to right field. Slightly on the first base side of the rubber is Jimenez. Now he comes home with the 0-1. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Second baseman backhands it. That's Nadal, and he throws a second in time. Force play at second base ends the inning, and the Marauders are through. Little mini jam there, stranding a man aboard. We go to the bottom of the third inning. No score still here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Marauders nothing and the Palm Beach Cardinals nothing. We move to the bottom of the third inning. Lecom Park, a Wednesday matinee. Spencer Smith and Adam Plager back with you. Davis Nadal was left standing at home plate when Mike Lescoto was picked off ending the second. So here we go to Nadal. First pitch, a big rip and a miss at a Tink Hentz fastball, 0-1.
Looking to swing for the fences. There was the San Pedro de Macorís native Davis Nadal. Calls time and maybe just wants to reset himself after that big hack.
Sometimes got to take a little breather there. Mentioned before that previous inning came to an end when Escoto was picked off, leaving Nadal standing at home plate. Three of Nadal's last four hits have been bunt singles. The 0-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Similar pitch and similar looking swing from Nadal.
Well, in the hole is Davies Nadal and Tink Hentz looking for his fifth strikeout of the ball game.
He winds up and deals the 0-2 breaking ball in the dirt. So fastball has been very consistent, 96-97 from Hentz today. He's brought it down a little bit at times, down to 94 or so. We've seen the breaking ball plenty. We've seen the changeup sparingly. The 1-2, fastball high and outside. Tink Hentz still very young, 20 years old. From Watson Chapel, Arkansas. 2-2 coming. Nadal, a swing and a miss, strike three. That looked like the changeup, and it was a good one. One away here in the third.
Well, keeping the batters off balance is Tink Hentz. You see 95, and then you drop it down to the low 80s. Really makes things difficult on the Marauders hitters in the fifth punch out of the afternoon for Tink Hentz.
I imagine you and probably many of our viewers and listeners have seen those pitching ninja overlays on Twitter, and this really goes to show how difficult of a craft hitting is. First pitch misses to Luis Hernandez, Marauders catcher, playing in his third game at single A. One for his first six as a Marauder with five strikeouts. The 1-0, swing and a miss for strike one.
Well, he recorded his first hit August 7th at Fort Myers. It was his last appearance.
The motion, and Hentz with the 1-1. Hernandez looks at a ball, maybe high, maybe a little outside.
It was Wyatt Hendry who had the catching duties Last night, today, it's Luis Hernandez, more of a defensive-minded backstop for the Marauders.
2-1, swung on, ripped on the ground to third, fielded cleanly on an in-between hop by Curiali, overhand toss to first in time, and there are two outs.
That time, Curiali wanted to make sure he got the out last time. He got ate up a little bit on that single by Michael Escoto, played that one perfectly, and retires the second out of the inning.
Yeah, a little bit of a weird top spin on the Escoto bouncing ball earlier in the game. This one a little more of a straight worm burner. Stayed more true on the bounce. Here's Josiah Dixon. First pitch low. Baseball America's scouting report on Tink Hentz. Projectable body with room to fill out. Has some room to add some muscle. Maybe even some more velocity. Pretty scary thought for opposing hitters. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, punch into right field. This is falling. In for a base hit for Dixon. Right fielder Rotondo flags it down in the corner, having some trouble. And Dixon pulls up at second base with a double.
We'll talk about some offense from the number 9 slot in the batting order. And Josiah Dixon, second single. Or that's a double. So an extra base hit there for Josiah Dixon. And the first time we see a runner in scoring position off of Tink Hentz.
Inside out swing there by Dixon, taking that pitch to the opposite field. And so, Dixon, good wheels on second base, the potential first run of the game. Sung Che Chang looking to drive him home. Tink Hentz sets, looks back at second at the pitch. Chang takes this one over the outside half of the plate for strike one.
Dixon sets the table nicely for the leadoff hitter, Sung Che Chang.
No runs, one hit for Palm Beach. No runs, two hits for Bradenton. The 0-1. Swinging at a ball, shot foul right to the backstop.
Chang was a strikeout victim his first time around, looking to change that. But finds himself well in the hole, nothing and two.
Chang has been dependable with men in scoring position, hitting .297 this season in such situations. The pitch. Swing in, a line drive, base hit back up the middle. Josiah Dixon being waved home around third. Throw from center field goes toward the plate. Cut off by the first baseman Francisco. An RBI single by Sung Che Chang, and the Marauders strike first today.
What a sweet swing, too, by Sung Che Chang. Compact, shoots it right back up the middle. A run batted in. Josiah Dixon comes in to score. And for the second straight ball game, it's the Marauders who draw first blood.
Another look at that pitch from Hentz. Fastball right over the heart of the zone. Sweet looking swing, as Adam mentioned, compact and quick. So Chang on first base following the leadoff single. That is now a 5-game hit streak for Chang. Sergio Campagna up next. Chang breaks for second. Pitch is high. Throw to second base. Not nearly in time. Chang swipes it. His 22nd of the year.
Oh, what a read, too. What a jump there for Sung Che Chang. Finds himself in scoring position. And now an opportunity for Sergio Campagna to drive in the second run of the inning.
Throw from Bernal. Strong, but a little to the third base side of the bag. The 1-0 pitch to Campagna. Low and outside. That breaking ball. Couple of height. Go ahead.
Nice to see some bottom order production from the Marauders. It was 7, 8, and 9 who were due up this inning, and they have found a way to strike on Tink Hentz.
So Hentz gets a mound visit here from Bernal, the catcher. A couple of highly talented prospects here forming the battery for Palm Beach. You got Tink Hentz, who is, we mentioned earlier, ranked as number 7. And the backstop, Leonardo Bernal, ranked at number 29, product of Panama. See once in a while some pretty talented ball players come out of Panama. Carlos Lee, outfielder with the White Sox, the Astros a handful of years ago. Probably the most famous, though, Mariano Rivera, Panama native.
Love seeing some Enter Sandman as his walkout.
There you go, the 2-0 pitch. And Campagna looks at a strike on a fastball. I almost feel like that would be copyright infringement on the Sandman himself.
That would be.
In a weird way. Now, 2-1 the count on Campagna. Chang on second base. Next pitch is swung on and popped up. Left side of the infield, the shortstop Rivas waves his arms, and he makes the catch. Inning over, but a Chang RBI single makes it a 1-0 Bradenton lead. We head to the fourth next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st,
August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Well, Sung Che Cheng RBI single put the Marauders on the board first today in the bottom of this third inning. And we move to the fourth inning here at Lee Comm Park. And for the play-by-play, here's Adam Plager.
Yeah, excited to do it with you here today, Spencer Smith. And a little change in the scoreboard. The Marauders struck for the first run of the ball game thanks to an RBI single from Sung Che Cheng. And it has the Marauders up a run. And I'm sure Carlos Jimenez will enjoy having a little bit of run support and a lead entering his fourth inning of work. It'll be Nathan Church, the left fielder, to set the table here for the Beach Birds in the top of the fourth. They find themselves trailing for the second straight ball game. First pitch of the inning from Jimenez. That's skied high, and that one will find itself into the seats down the left field line, and a first pitch strike here in the fourth inning for Carlos Jimenez. The delivery and the 0-1 misses well inside on Nathan Church. Flew out to right field his first time up. Checks in on the outside part of the plate. That one misses as well. And the last two pitches, both for balls, 2-1, is the count on Nathan Church. That one is ripped into center field. Moving back on it is Nadal. And it is indeed Nadal to make the play. He ranged back to his right and made it in shallow center field for the first out of the fourth inning.
Well, Nadal and Tres Gonzalez almost getting tangled up out there in center field. And Gonzalez and Nadal narrowly avoiding a collision on that play, but Nadal made that call loud enough.
Thomas Francisco, he whacked a two-run home run off Bubba Chandler. It tied the game at 4 apiece. First offering from Jimenez. Swung and missed there by Francisco, and nothing in one is the count.
In fact, the Jimenez changeup, that's been a really good pitch for him this season.
Jimenez stares in. It's the sign from his catcher, Luis Hernandez, and the nothing in one pitch misses. Well upstairs, changing the eye level on the batter, Thomas Francisco. Even is the count, 1-1. That one is skied high, moving back in left field and making the play for the Marauders is Josiah Dixon. And just like that, two retired in the top of the fourth.
And the Marauders with some good outfield play today. This is one of those afternoons where the sun is high in the sky, but you also have that kind of thick and almost hazy cloud cover. It can be tough to pick up the ball against it, but pretty solid effort defensively all around so far for Bradenton.
Michael Curiale is the batter for the Beach Birds, and he looks at a pitch well outside. And for the first time today, Carlos Jimenez has retired the first two batters. We've been accustomed to seeing that second batter reach first base. Couple of walks and that single. First pitch misses on the batter, Michael Curiale. And the 1-0, oh, that one missed well inside and backs away Curiale. And 2-0, a favorable hitter's count for the Palm Beach third baseman. That's going to be a four-pitch walk issued by Carlos Jimenez. It's the third free pass allowed in this ball game, and for the fourth time, Palm Beach has themselves a runner at first base. They've been stranded the last three.
Hey, would have liked to see Jimenez get through a clean fourth inning here, but he'll have to pitch around the two-out walk now.
So the batter, Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop for Palm Beach. Swinging first pitch, and that one is fouled just above our heads and out of play.
Marty the Marauder holding out his hat there, hoping to make a catch down the seating bowl. Try again.
Nice job here by Jimenez, throwing a first pitch strike after throwing four straight out of the strike zone. There's an excuse me swing, fouled away, and now in the hole is Rivas, 0-2, and a great opportunity for Carlos Jimenez to get himself unscathed in the fourth inning. O-2 delivery. Took a lot off that pitch. Sails in high. 1-2 now the count on the Palm Beach shortstop.
And that was the curveball high, and this is where Jimenez has struggled today in putting batters away with two strikes. Going to try and get him on this next pitch.
Pickoff attempt. Jerez handles that one cleanly. Nothing doing there on the runner, Michael Curiale. Taking his time is Jimenez. Three on the pitch clock. And that one low in the dirt. And the count now even. 2-2. Palm Beach has done an excellent job staying patient at the plate. Not chasing very often. And now the 2-2 from Jimenez. That one is skied well down the right field foul line, and that will go into the seats. And Marty the Marauder and a fan will chase after the foul ball.
Yeah, Marty's not happy that he came in second in that chase there. Now, Marty, you would have given away that ball had you come away with it, right?
Yeah.
Hope the answer is yes.
2-2. Deuces are wild for Carlos Jimenez, runner in motion. That one is swung and hit into left field, and charging over and racing, making the play for the Marauders is Dixon, and that's how the inning will end.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to the Lakecom Park home half of the fourth. Tink Hentz's day is done. Spencer, we have a new pitcher on the mound. Do you want to welcome him into the ballgame for us?
Brian Pope for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Mission Viejo, California native, right around your neck of the woods, Adam. Right around Anaheim, as undrafted free agent signed last year by the Cardinals out of Cal Baptist, where he majored in accounting. Pope with 7 games in the FCL last season, and here in 2022, joined Palm Beach 2 weeks into the season. And aside from a stint on the injured list, he's been with the team all year, so here he goes in the fourth inning.
Yeah, Mission Viejo, California, not too far from me, just down the 91 freeway there in Southern California. Can be busy with a ton of traffic there. See if the Marauders can create some traffic on the base pass against Pope. Swinging through that one is Juan Jerez, native of San Pedro de Macorís, similar to Davies Nadal. Little excuse me swing there from Jerez. Winds up with nothing on that one, and 0-1 the count for Pope. 0-2. So well in the hole is Jerez. That one bounces into the dirt. 1-2 now, and talk about San Pedro de Macorís. A lot of baseball players have come from there. Some notable ones, Robinson Cano, Fernando Tatis Jr. for you Padre fans. So a lot of accomplished baseball players coming from San Pedro de Macorís.
And right up there alongside Santo Domingo, the capital city in the Dominican. That's just a baseball hotbed year after year after year.
Yeah, they keep churning out more and more star-studded baseball players. That pitch in there, and it freezes Juan Jerez, and the first strikeout of the day for Pope. That's how he'll get his first out of the ballgame, and it'll bring up the third baseman, Jack Brannigan.
Well, just continuing the theme there set by Tink Hentz to begin the game. He finishes with 3 innings, 1 run allowed, 5 strikeouts, and Pope picking up right where Hentz left off.
Does indeed. He froze Jerez, a pitch on the outside corner, and all he could do is kind of stop and stare at that one. Give credit to Pope. Does an excellent job working inside, then goes back off the plate. Froze Jerez, one away, and we'll see if Brannigan can pick him up. Two and oh, the count. In favor of the right-handed hitting, Jack Brannigan. Oh, that one is cranked into right field. It'll fall in, and Brannigan is aboard. Found himself on base a couple of times in last night's defeat of the Cardinals, and he's really swung the bat well for single-A Bradenton.
He really has. Fourth game here at single-A for Brannigan. He's hit safely in each of those, even the game in which he came in later in the game. He has really seized every opportunity to play. Just a little soft line drive there. One out single.
Not trying to do a whole lot at the plate. Just goes with the pitch. And a runner aboard for the Marauders. And Trace Gonzalez, the batter, making his Marauders debut this afternoon. Looks at a first pitch in for a strike. We'll see how active Brannigan is on the base pass. That one is hit to the hot corner. 5-4-3 double play there for Palm Beach, and that's how the inning will end. You're listening to coverage of Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to Leecom Park. Carlos Jimenez back out to work his fifth inning, looking to match a career high in innings pitched in single A. Last time he threw five innings was on July 1st this season against Jupiter, so he would match a career high in innings pitched if he can work through this fifth inning. Leadoff batter here for Palm Beach is Brody Moore. First pitch misses on the outer half. On the Birmingham, Alabama native, Brody Moore. Moore today grounded into a double play, 6-3 on that fine play by Michael Escoto, who really set his feet well and fired a firm strike to first base, Juan Jerez. 1-1 the count on the right-handed hitter, Brody Moore. That one is hit back up the middle, Escoto. Unable to come up with it, it's into center field, and Gonzalez will scoop it up. A leadoff single for Palm Beach.
And just a little seeing eye single there, just past Escoto's glove. Just came up short by about 6 inches or so. Not much he can do.
Weren't sure if we were going to get a little Derek Jeter jump play action if he would have come up with the baseball. Escoto almost was able to gather that one. So right hand of the box, now to the left side of the box here. For the Beachbirds, as Brody Moore was swinging it from the right side in a pickoff attempt by Jimenez. Nothing doing there, just checking in on Brody Moore. So the number 29 prospect, Leonardo Bernal, at the plate for Palm Beach. He singled in his last at-bat. That one, that is into the right field corner. That will send the runner all the way to the plate and looking to tie the ball game is Palm Beach. And they will on a Leonardo Bernal triple if they give them all three. A fine piece of batting there for the Palm Beach backstop. He's 2-for-2 on the day. That one, a triple into the right field corner. And just like that, this game is knotted at one.
Yeah, just roped down the right field line. Juan Jerez made a nice leaping attempt at first base. Still came up almost a foot shy of it. And like you said, Adam Bernal, nice two-hit game. He delivers in a good spot.
Nice job, though, by Campagna to try and come up with that ball in that windy right field corner. That ball can skip around you out there. But now a runner at third on the Bernal triple. And just like that, it'll bring up their number nine hitter, Darlene Moquette. So the first two batters have reached base safely, and they've also plated themselves their first run of the afternoon, and similar to last night, have come back from behind. 1-0 is the count. Checking the swing, and in there on the outside corner is a strike, evening the count 1-1.
Yoan Montero's trying to throw in the Marauders' bullpen.
So yet to record an out is Carlos Jimenez in the fifth inning. Has a 1-1 count on Moquette. That one is skied high into center field and ranging back, making the play is Trace Gonzalez tagging up and scoring is Bernal. And just like that, Palm Beach has found themselves a 2-1 lead. And I guess the nice thing about that play is Jimenez has recorded his first out of the inning.
A lot of small ball for Palm Beach in these first couple of games of the series. Single, then a double, then a sac fly brings on that go-ahead run. It's been a resilient lineup. A lot of hard contact. Haven't always been so lucky, but produces the go-ahead run there.
So the lineup turns around, top of the order, and Victor Scott at the plate for Palm Beach. And similar to Bradenton, it's that bottom of the order production creating their offense in this game. Still firing it in there is Jimenez, 94 on the gun on the last pitch. And again, that one is drilled well out of play. That'll find itself into the parking lot. And well ahead, nothing in two is the count on Victor Scott. Hitless today, 0 for 2. He was a strikeout victim his last time. See if Jimenez can do some of the same here. 0 and 2. Looked at it, misses just outside on the Palm Beach center fielder.
Really, unlike Carlos Jimenez so far, only one strikeout through his 4 1/3 innings. But again, really hasn't been his most efficient.
That pitch misses. Count even, 2 and 2 on the Powder Springs, Georgia native, Victor Scott. A fifth round pick in this year's draft. And the 2-2 offering, waved at and missed. He struck him out. Great job there by Jimenez, battling back this inning after surrendering a couple of runs. He's recorded two outs now, and just one out separates him from matching his season high in innings pitched.
Fastball right over the outside corner, just above belt high. Got that swing and a miss from Scott. Likes to go for those high ones. Couldn't connect on it.
So the batter, Nathan Church. That one misses. Low and away. 1-0 the count on the Palm Beach left fielder. That one again misses on that same part of the plate, and the catcher, Luis Hernandez, is going to strut to the mound and want to talk things over with his right-handed pitcher.
Chris Rotundo here at the plate has shown a pretty good approach here in the first couple of games of the series. We saw him battle for a 7-pitch plate appearance his first time. He drew that first walk of the game against Jimenez. Now seeing a 2-0 count here. A couple of pitches that weren't particularly close, but you look back to what Rotundo was able to do last night. Doubled in the fourth inning. Some of the best contact we saw from the Palm Beach lineup against Bradenton pitching last night. Did strike out again in the sixth inning, but then we saw another little 5-pitch battle. So he's been able to work some deep counts here, and he's off to a good start here in the AB against Jimenez. Third time around for him today.
Favorable hitters count 2-0. Comes back with a strike, does Jimenez. Trying to get himself back into the count. 2-1 on the Palm Beach left fielder. Excuse me. Check that. That one is going to be sent into right field. Campagna will come up with that. A base knock for the Palm Beach right fielder, Chris Rotundo, and the third batter to hit reach base safely in the inning.
Jimenez just is not fooling as many hitters as we're accustomed to seeing, and you can really attribute that to some of the roster turnover that we're starting to see, not just with Palm Beach, but through the rest of the league. This is the time of year where you're starting to see some more of the recent college draft picks, whether it's from this summer or the previous summer, starting to change the outlook and the makeup of different teams' lineups, and in many cases a lot more disciplined and consistent bats that you're facing in this part of the season.
So a fresh count for Jimenez, and going. That's a little dribbler back to the mound. Jimenez will handle it himself. He'll fire it, and that'll be on a hop. No out recorded. Palm Beach is going to send their runner home. And just like that, the third run of the inning. What should have been the third out of the inning, and Jimenez walking off after five innings worked, will be an error as his throw over to Jerez just kind of skipped. Wasn't a clean throw. Jerez unable to come up with it. And it allowed the runner that I believe was at first base at the start of that at-bat was in motion and comes all the way around to score.
Yeah, just a run that should not have happened. If you're going to make the overhand toss to first base as a pitcher there, you have to put a little bit of oomph into it. Otherwise, you risk lobbing it like you did there. That can take your first baseman by surprise, and that's exactly what happened to Juan Jerez. Resulted in an unnecessary error, and it looks like Jimenez will not be able to finish the fifth inning himself.
Yeah, just unfortunate. Jonathan Johnston out at the mound, and that is going to be it for Carlos Jimenez. 4 2/3 innings, and we'll have a new pitcher on the mound. And we will step aside here. You're listening to Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back to Lacombe Park. Spencer, a new pitcher on the mound for the Marauders as Carlos Jimenez was unable to work himself out of a jam in that fifth inning. Spencer, you want to welcome in the new pitcher.
Yeah, Johan Montero, right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela, comes into the game, and he's going to inherit a runner on first base at Nathan Church, who reached on that error just prior to the pitching change. Montero's been good in stranding inherited runners. He has stranded 14 of the 19 men that he's inherited from his fellow Marauders pitching staff members. And pretty good stretch recently for Montero. His last nine appearances, he has allowed only two earned runs, 17 strikeouts during those 14 and two-thirds innings. So he's been pretty dependable out of the Marauders' bullpen, sometimes pitching him into relief, sometimes out of the back end of the bullpen. Whatever the situation's been, though, he's generally responded to the call pretty well.
Yeah, well, another opportunity here. Like you said, inherited runner. He's going to have a runner on first base on that error committed by the pitcher, Carlos Jimenez. So it'll be Montero who will try and end things here in the Palm Beach fifth inning. Thomas Francisco, the batter, runner aboard, two away for Palm Beach, as they have plated all three of their runs in the top half of the fifth inning and have moved in front. First pitch swing, it's drilled into right field. Waiting under it is Campagna, and he'll make the play. So one pitch, one away, working efficient is Montero, and that'll do it in the fifth. You're listening on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecombe Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hope back out to work is second inning here in Bradenton. The Marauders have enjoyed playing in the sunshine this year. 19-4 record when playing in games started before 5 p.m. But some work here to do as they trail by a couple of runs, as it was Palm Beach with the big visitors half of the fifth inning plating all three runs. And Spencer, going to need some production here from Bradenton.
Yeah, Marauders bats off to a slow start against the talented right-handed prospect Tink Hentz and Brian Pope with a shutdown fourth inning. So Bradenton going to try and make something happen as we start with number six in the order.
Well, the right guy you want at the plate, Michael Escoto, one of the Pirates' top prospects. He's hit base safely today with a single and showing bunt there, so trying to show some small ball in the at-bat. First pitch in for a strike. Count is 0-1, and that one low in the dirt. Count now even, 1-1 on the Marauder shortstop. One one offering. That one is ripped right to the shortstop, and that will be handled cleanly by Rivas. Throw on to Francisco, and that's how the first out will be recorded in the home half of the fifth.
Yeah, a lot of relatively weak contact that the Palm Beach staff, two men so far, have generated, and a couple of balls that have been hit hard have, unfortunately for Bradenton, been right at defenders.
Davies Nadal, the batter for the Marauders, will look to set the table in the home half of the fifth. Marauders trailing by a couple. First pitch again. Misses here on Davies Nadal, playing second base today. Was in the outfield last night in left field, so he's showing his versatility defensively for Bradenton. One one count, and that's a strike over the outer half of the plate. And 1-2, favorable pitcher's count here for Pope. The 1-2, that one is fisted into left field, and that's going to get down. It's a fair ball. Digging for second is Nadal, and he's racing for three. It's looking to be a stand-up triple for Davies Nadal, and the Marauders have themselves a runner 90 feet from home and looking to get themselves right back in the ball game.
How about it for Nadal? Nice little favorable ricochet off the sidewall as that ball crossed over the foul line down the left field line. And the left fielder Church out there, not very familiar with the dimensions here at Lee Comp Park, so he banged into that sidewall hard, and that was really the turning point allowing Nadal to take that extra base.
Well, some much needed production from the lower half of the Marauders order. Luis Hernandez, the catcher at the plate, a runner at third. The Marauders looking to get themselves within a run, and also the tying runner at the plate in the catcher, Luis Hernandez. So the first little bit of trouble Pope has found himself in this game. Runner just 90 feet from the plate. That one's going to get away, and looking to break to the plate was Nadal, and now he'll get gunned out at third as he tripped over himself trying to race back to the bag. And just like that, two gone in the Marauders' fifth. So what looked to be a dangerous scoring threat is now just two away and a 2-0 count on Luis Hernandez.
I hate to say it, but these ill-advised base running decisions have really been hurting the Marauders a lot lately, night after night. And that was a big opportunity just taken away from them there as Nadal stumbled back going into third.
See if Hernandez can pick up Nadal and try and get himself on base. Swinging at the next pitch, it's ripped into right field. That'll get down on a hop, and just like that, Luis Hernandez reaches base safely on a two-out single.
And so there you see, that could have been the second run of the game for the Marauders. Could have made it a one-run contest. You look up and down this Bradenton lineup, and you see so many talented and fast base runners. Not always the best decision-making has gone on, unfortunately, though. And so, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but Hernandez gets himself a base hit, tying run to the plate again.
So some more bottom-of-the-order production from Bradenton. First pitch misses well outside. On Josiah Dixon, Riverside, California native. Also the home of World Series champion Adam Kennedy.
Had a nice chat about that before the game, didn't we?
We did indeed, and again, another prospect from California. I believe three on the Palm Beach roster. He had a sit-down talk with Carlos Lamalle that played on that pregame show, another native of California.
And La Habra, California, I think that's pretty close to your neck of the woods.
Yeah, just about a 25-minute drive, so not far at all. Dixon ahead in the count, 1-0. The offering from Pope, that one missed well inside, in on the hands of the Marauders left fielder Josiah Dixon, 2-0 the count. Hernandez takes his lead. Pope has the sign, and the 2-0 delivery, that one's fouled right back. Working himself back into the count now is Pope. 2-1, and a heads-up play there in the on-deck circle by Sung Che Chang, who grabbed it as it rolled off the netting.
He's gotten used to how it works back here. Look up for the ricochet and turn around and grab it.
2-1 pitch. Oh, that tied him up in knots, and he did indeed go around. 2-2 is the count on the Marauder left fielder, Deuces Wild. Marauders looking to extend this fifth inning. We'll see what ideas Pope has on the mound on the 2-2 offering. Oh, that one nails Josiah Dixon in the shoulder. And the inning will continue on the hit batsman. So runners at first and second, two away, and the top of the order in Sung Che Chang.
And Dixon will take it. Hit by pitch never feels good, but he'll certainly prefer the breaking ball as opposed to the fastball. And looked like Dixon got that one right in the left tricep, but... Two aboard now, including the tying run. See if Chen can do damage for the second time today.
Well, we're going to talk things over at the mound, and I think this will draw the entire Palm Beach infield in. There is a right-hander warming in the Palm Beach bullpen.
Looks like a stall tactic to give the bullpen some time. This is the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrara, so that'll give the right-hander time to loosen.
Chang has himself an RBI knock. He had a single up the middle in his last at-bat, which got the Marauders on the scoreboard, and at the time, the first lead of the ball game. Since then, things have shifted in a big way after the top of the fifth, which plated all three of Palm Beach's runs. Excellent opportunity for Bradenton. The go-ahead run at the plate, the tying run at first, and Josiah Dixon, and again, the bottom of the order continuing to have productive at-bats.
And Chang trying to keep going, leadoff hitter in the order, and the right-hander we saw throwing in the Palm Beach bullpen, by the way, Roy Garcia, as the Palm Beach skipper, Gary Kendall, probably hoping that Brian Pope can get through the rest of this inning himself with two away.
Campagna is on deck if the inning continues. First pitch misses outside. And once again, working behind in the count is Brian Pope, the right-handed reliever for Palm Beach. One 0 delivery. That one shot into left field. And everyone will move up a station, and that will load the bases for Sergio Campagna. And a great opportunity, a breaking point in this game. Bases loaded. Two away, a 3-1 game, and Bradenton looking to get themselves right back into the ball game with their number two hitter, Sergio Campagna.
And Gustavo Amaña at third base, giving the stop sign there to Luis Hernandez. Not the fastest runner on the team, certainly a capable base runner, but Amaña kind of lining up the angle there, looking to throw coming in from left field. He saw that was not favorable for Hernandez, and it looks like we're going to see a call to the bullpen now.
Well, that stall tactic looks to be effective here for Palm Beach. Gave their right-hander a chance to get in a few extra tosses as he comes into a big moment. Bases loaded for Sergio Campagna, and we will take a moment and step aside. You're listening to Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Baseball Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark.
Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bases loaded situation, nothing that you ever want to enter yourself into, and that's what the new pitcher for Palm Beach does in front of him. Spencer, you want to welcome in the new relief pitcher for Palm Beach.
Roy Garcia, 21-year-old from Nagua in the Dominican Republic. He'll be celebrating his 22nd birthday in a couple of weeks here. 5.26 ERA, over 21 appearances on the season. 1.50 whip, a good ground ball rate, 1.30 ground balls to air outs, and command has been pretty good. Has walked 22 batters over 39 to 30 innings. Not too shabby.
First pitch, big hack and a miss for I believe that's Davies Nadal. No, sorry, Sergio Campagna at the plate for the Marauders, the center fielder. That one misses well outside, and a good block by the backstop for Palm Beach, their number 29 prospect, Bernal.
For what it's worth, Sergio Campagna does not have a grand slam in his career.
Well, an excellent opportunity to have his first one here. Swing at that one, and he dribbles that one back, and a 1-2 count now on the Marauders, right-handed hitting center fielder, and you got to think that the grand slam goes out of the playbook. Just want to have a good two-strike approach, shorten up his swing, and try and plate one of the runners on base. That one freezes Sergio Campagna, and he can't believe it. Stops and stares at that one, and the Marauders will leave the bases loaded. So Palm Beach works himself out of a bases-loaded jam, and that's how the inning will end. You're listening to Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Bradenton, top of the sixth. An excellent golden opportunity slips away from the Marauders in that home half of the fifth as they left the bases loaded. Montero back out on the mound for the Marauders, and that first pitch is fouled up and out of play. Right-handed hitting, third baseman Curry Alley at the dish for the Beachbirds. Likes it to pitch low and away. Count even, 1-1. Marauders out hitting Palm Beach 7-4. Difference is on the scoreboard, and that one lined right back to Montero, and that'll be the first out of the top of the sixth.
Kind of a funky flourish to that one from Montero. He had all kinds of time to wait because that was in on the handle and cracked the bat on the swing, so pretty softly hit line drive, gave Montero some time to react, and a nice little showy reach to his left side and nice little hop and skip.
Help yourself out there for the pitcher Montero, and swinging at the first pitch there is the shortstop Rivas. Fouls that one away. Nothing in one the count, and once again the Marauders reliever ahead in the count. The 0-1 gets the outside corner painted beautifully, and nothing in two is the count on the Beach Bird shortstop. Well in the hole, the 0-2, similar part, just misses underneath the strike zone, unable to ring up Rivas. The 1-2 delivery, that one even further outside, and it'll get all the way back into the netting. Count even, 2-2 on Jeremy Rivas. Infield straight up for the Marauders, and the 2-2, oh, just missed on the outside corner. Oh, I thought that would have been a called third strike. Just barely off the plate. And seeing another day is Rivas on the payoff pitch. That one is bounced to second. Nadal ranges back. Quick throw over to Jerez. Lunges over and grabs it for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Montero in the top of the sixth.
Even though Juan Jerez is playing first base for the first time in his career over the course of this season, he's done a really good job over there. And that wasn't an extreme example, but has good reach to all sides. He has those long limbs to work with and also has flexibility that he said he had no idea that he had up until he got placed at first base this season.
Sure that Montero enjoying every bit of that as he has himself two gone and one out away from the Marauders coming back to try and get themselves back into this ball game. First couple of pitches miss on Brody Moore, the Beachbirds second baseman this afternoon. That one pumps it into the zone at 94, comes back with a heater. 241 average this season for Moore, right-handed hitting second baseman, and that one in, 93 on the gun for Montero. And he can work himself a clean top of the sixth if he can retire Brody Moore. The 2-2, that one's dribbled back to the pitcher, Montero, underhand flip, and that will do it in the top of the sixth. The Marauders will come up trailing by a couple. You're listening on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
headed to the home half of the sixth. Garcia back out after he worked out of a major jam with the bases loaded as he struck out Campagna looking. Marauders looking to work themselves back into the ballgame. Juan Jerez, the leadoff hitter, first pitch swinging, sends that one high into center field. And ranging over and making the play is Victor Scott, and that'll be the first out of the Marauders' sixth.
Well, Jerez was pretty pull happy to begin the season and sometimes still gets himself into a groove where he's looking to sit on first pitch, fastball will try and cheat it. But when you see that swing and taking a lot of balls with, you know, loud crack of the bat, some authority to that opposite field gap, that's when Jerez's swing is working pretty well. Didn't go for a hit that time. Still looked and sounded pretty good, though.
One of the hottest hitters on the Marauders up at the plate, the right-handed hitting third baseman Jack Brannigan, and one of the guys that you want to see start a rally here in the home half of the sixth. First pitch missed. Second one in the strike zone, and that'll even the count 1-1. Oh, excuse me. 0-2. I thought that first pitch missed inside. Did not. Excuse me there. The 1-1 on that one fooled Brannigan. Got a little bit of contact. Fouls that one towards the Palm Beach dugout. Count 0-2. Two-strike approach for the Marauders' third baseman. That one got him chasing. Struck out Brannigan. And that's the second out of the inning from the right-hander.
Yeah, pretty wicked breaking ball multiple times in that AB to Brannigan, and we have not seen many swings like those from Brannigan just yet, but Roy Garcia really had him out in front.
So Trace Gonzalez, the Marauders center fielder, looking to continue the home half of the sixth. First pitch misses. Low and inside. Gonzalez still looking for his first career hit as a Marauder, making his debut this afternoon, and that one dribbled back. And that will even the count 1-1. This season, the Marauders, things haven't been so good for them when they've trailed after the sixth inning, winless at home, 0-17 record, looking to change the tide of that here in game two of the series against the Palm Beach Cardinals. The 1-1 offering misses in the dirt, and that will be 2-1. On the Marauders center fielder. That one smacked to first, and taking it himself is Francisco, and that's how the inning will end. So the Marauders will need a seventh inning or later comeback in this one as they come up empty in the sixth. You're listening to Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park. Spencer Smith will be back with you covering the play-by-play as it'll be Palm Beach back up.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Leonardo Bernal leads off for the Cardinals here in the seventh inning, and Johan Montero misses high and outside with his first pitch. 3-1, Beachbirds lead the Marauders. Second game of the series. Montero, fast worker, rocks and deals. The 1-0 pitch is low for ball two. For those who are just recently joining us, the Marauders scored first. RBI single by Sung Che Cheng in the third inning. Palm Beach put three across in the fifth inning to take the lead. 2-0. Way inside. Bernal shuffles backwards out of the way. And Montero goes to 3-0. On the Palm Beach catcher, 2-for-2 with a run batted in today. 3-0. Finds the strike zone that time, right down the pipe for strike one.
And Bernal not taking the bat off his shoulder, forcing Montero to come back with a strike.
3-1 coming. Bernal swings and bounces it the other way to third. Brannigan moves to his left, taps the glove, has time, throws onto first, and a lateral stretch by Juan Jerez takes care of him, first out of the inning.
Excellent job, too, by Jerez, holding onto the baseball, not letting it pop free out of the mitt. And they set down Bernal, get the leadoff batter retired in the top of the seventh. No one warming in the Marauders' bullpen, so it's going to be up to Montero to get things done here.
Darlene Moquete takes the first pitch high for ball one. And Montero's a guy who is capable of pitching a few innings at a time out of the bullpen. Wind up and the 1-0. Moquete, right-handed batter, takes a high strike. It's 1-1.
For the second time this series, Palm Beach deploying their DH hitter in the number 9 slot of the batting order, something you don't see very often.
1-1, swung on, lifted to left field. Josiah Dixon started in, now going back. This ball is over his head. He took a bad route to it. He barehands the carom off the wall, throwing to second base on a long hop. And into second base with a ringing double, Darlene Moquete. Josiah Dixon did not get a good initial read on that ball.
Yeah, first step was in, and always want to try and start backwards. Easier to come in than move front to back, and that one is a stand-up double for the number 9 hole, Moquete.
There have been times we've seen Dixon take a less than ideal first step, but he has the speed to make up for a lot of those mistakes. Unfortunately, this time, not the case. So, runner on second base with one away. Here's Victor Scott. Corner infielders playing up in case of a bunt. He's showing bunt. Taps in front of home plate. Picked up by Hernandez. Plays to first and throws him out there. Four out number two. Up to third base on the play goes Moquete.
Once again, Palm Beach showing that small ball brand of baseball. Productive out for Victor Scott as he was set down and strikeouts his last two at-bats. Now a runner 90 feet from home as they look to try and extend their lead.
Yeah, it goes down the books as a sacrifice bunt. Obviously that was not the intended result there as Scott was going for the bunt single. But a runner on third now, two outs for Chris Rotondo. Montero fires and a fastball right over the plate for a strike. So we see Luis Hernandez fielding his position well behind home plate this afternoon. 0-1 on Rotondo. Montero stares down the runner on third. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip out of the mid of Hernandez.
Excellent pitch, too, by Montero. Big wave and a miss by Rotondo on a pitch on the outer corner of the plate. See if he goes even further off the plate to try and get him to chase and miss.
Montero trying to keep it a two-run game. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Hernandez hangs on for strike three. And the Cardinals leave a man stranded on third base. It's time to stretch here at Leacom Park. Marauders trail 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air. Been built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes, and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Been a challenging afternoon for the Marauders here at Leacom Park. They trail the Palm Beach Cardinals by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Leacom for the bottom of the seventh. Spencer Smith alongside Adam Plager. And the first pitch to Michael Escoto showed bunt initially, pulled back and takes a slider strike from Roy Garcia. 0-1 is Garcia showing the high Red Sox. Wind up and the pitch. Escoto takes another slider, this time outside. Marauders now with some action in the bullpen in right field. And that appears to be Sergio Umana starting to toss. Working quickly, Garcia's 1-1. Swing and a miss by Escoto at a pitch that was nowhere near the zone. 1-2. Just a testament to how Garcia has been spinning his breaking balls today.
Yeah, he's done an excellent job out of the bullpen. Got out of that bases loaded jam.
1-2. Cut out and missed. Escoto chases in the dirt. He sprints for first base, but the catcher Bernal's throw to first in time to complete the strikeout. One gone.
Again, the Marauders continuing their woes at the plate offensively. Only one run on the board. You have to date back to July 17th, the last time the Marauders have been held to one run or fewer in a game, and it was a game in which they won a shutout, 1-0, of a first game of a doubleheader.
There's Davis Nadal, first pitch taking. That's low, so a good eye there. The game-by-game results there, Adam. So almost a month since the last time the Marauders were held to one run. As you mentioned, turned out to be a 1-0 shutout win. The 1-0, Nadal takes low again, pretty close, 2-0.
This has really been a different team in this second half of the season. Really the tale of two halves for Bradenton. They've really turned things around.
2-0, Nadal takes outside.
Currently, they find themselves tied for the first spot with the Tarpons. There was no movement as both teams were defeated yesterday.
3-0, that's in there for a strike. And the Marauders, at multiple points throughout the second half, have had a share of first place in the West as Nadal takes strike two. There has been only about a 48-hour period, though, in which the Marauders have had sole possession of first place during the second half. Quickly, Garcia, 3-2 pitch outside. He loses Nadal, so it's a one-out walk.
Another productive at-bat from the bottom of the order. They've really stayed composed at the plate, not chasing pitches, and have really forced the Palm Beach pitching staff to have to make strikes.
Now Luis Hernandez, long-haired 21-year-old catcher out of Tovar, Venezuela. Rocks kind of a faux hawk look, similar to what left-hander Luis Peralta dons underneath his hat. Pitch high and inside to Hernandez for ball one. What was it? Probably around 2010, 2011, 2012, when a lot of Tampa Bay Rays players were rocking that mohawk or faux hawk look. Next one inside for ball two on Hernandez.
Yeah, I believe that was, you said Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, I think the Rays and I think scattered other players throughout it. Major League Baseball also rocked that look. Two balls, no strikes on Hernandez with Davis Nadal on first. Pitch is high and inside, and that clips Hernandez on his jersey. Ball still makes it into the catcher's mitt, but the plate umpire Sam Carey heard that extra tick as the ball came in. So hit by pitch puts two aboard with only one down.
The second hit batsman of the game for Marauders hitters. Dixon, the last one, he got nailed in the shoulder. This time it's Luis Hernandez clipped right above the belt line. And a couple of runners aboard, a runner in scoring position. We'll have a meeting at the mound. There's also a right-hander warming in the Palm Beach bullpen. We'll see if that is what they'll elect to do here.
Giovanni Carrara, the former big league reliever, pitching coach for the Cardinals, out for a mound visit. And there is a right-hander, as Adam mentioned, in the Cardinals bullpen. That's Gustavo Rodriguez.
Had an international free agent signing in 2018 for Palm Beach. Current pitcher, number 43, Roy Garcia, an international free agent in 2017. So both of these arms for Palm Beach have a little bit of experience professionally in the Cardinals system.
Roy Garcia was rolling up until that one-out walk to Davies Nadal. In fact, he had retired five in a row. Now the bullpen to begin his outing today. But now facing some turbulence, Josiah Dixon will stand at the plate now. He represents the go-ahead run of the dish. Catcher Bernal stepping in front of home plate, flashing signals to his infielders. He was looking over toward his dugout to his manager, Gary Kendall, to make sure he was relaying the proper signals. First and second one-out situation here. Palm Beach 3, Bradenton 1, Josiah Dixon the batter. Garcia fires, and the pitch low and outside.
So Josiah Dixon attended Orange Lutheran, place not too far from home, about 30 minutes. Very close to actually where the Angels play. That's where they actually took their team picture.
The 1-0 pitch, that's a fun little factoid there. That's pretty cool. Next one in for a strike on Dixon, so it's 1-1. Same high school produced Garrett Cole, actually.
That is former Pittsburgh Pirate himself. Also Mark Langston and former Pirate Jason Martin from Orange Lutheran.
1-1 way outside for ball two. 2-1 the count on Dixon with two aboard for the Marauders. Threatening in this two-run contest. Bottom of the seventh inning. Mark Langston, that goes back to the teams we grew up rooting for. He grew up an Angels fan, and I myself a Mariners fan. He pitched for both those teams. 2-1 now to Dixon. Swings and misses for strike two.
And he currently is a member of the Angels broadcast team.
Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Cardinals. One run, seven hits, and one costly error for Bradenton. The pitch. Runner breaks for third. Double steal coming. Dixon swings and taps it weakly foul up the third baseline. I'll have that ball stayed fair. The Marauders probably would have had him loaded.
Dixon, a 23rd-round draft pick for the Marauders. He was the third outfielder taken in the draft, the second prep outfielder taken on day three of the draft by the Pirates in the 2019 draft.
Looking to deliver a clutch knock here in the seventh. Marauders trailing by two. 2-2 again. Breaking ball. Load outside for ball three.
Well, really amping up the pressure in this at-bat is Josiah Dixon. He's 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, and he's worked the count full 3-2 on Garcia.
First and second, one away. Here's the payoff. Dixon swings and lines it up the middle. Base hit to center field. Nadal being waved home around third. Stopping at second, Luis Hernandez. RBI single for Josiah Dixon, and the Marauders are within one.
Oh, what a sweet approach at the plate by Josiah Dixon. Shoots it right back up the middle. Another base knock similar to the RBI single from Sung Che Chang. Similar placement in the field, and the Marauders are just down by one run, and it looks like we're going to get ourselves a pinch runner as well at second base, and a lot of changes will be happening here, Spencer.
Norquis Marcos going to pinch run for Luis Hernandez, and there will be a new pitcher into the game for the Cardinals. Manager Gary Kendall out to the mound for the change. We'll step aside. The Marauders made it a 3-2 ball game here in the seventh, and we will be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
The new pitcher for the Cardinals, right-hander Gustavo Rodriguez from Venezuela. And he will inherit runners on first and second for Bradenton here. Score 3-2 in favor of Palm Beach, but the Marauders, Adam, piecing together a nice threat.
Yeah, again, the bottom of the order, a little lightning in a bottle for the bottom half of this Marauders order. Having productive at-bats, hit by pitch. Saw Luis Hernandez reach base, a great single up the middle by Josiah Dixon. A guy not known for his bat, really has had himself a nice day at the plate, 2-for-2 with a hit by pitch. So he's reached base safely on all three of his occasions. And the new pitcher for Palm Beach, again, finds himself in a very difficult situation. Garcia, the previous pitcher, came into a bases loaded jam. So the Beach Birds bullpen has really been put to the test this afternoon.
Gustavo Rodriguez, 21-year-old from Cumana, Venezuela, 3.56 ERA, 1.21 whip. Sung Che Ching, the batter. Rodriguez deals, and Chang takes a knee-high strike over the inside half of the plate.
Norquis Marcos is the pinch runner. He is at second base, 8-for-12 stolen bases this season, so some more speed on the base pass for Bradenton.
He runs for Luis Hernandez, the 1-0. Chang takes load away. Chang giving the stop sign to his teammate Marcos on second as Bernal knocked it down. Trailing runner on first base, Josiah Dixon. He can fly. He represents the go-ahead run. There's Marcos on second for those viewing on MLB TV. First and second, just one out. Sung Che Chang, 2-for-3 today. Here comes the 2-0. Chang swings and grounds one. Base hit to right field. Marcos being waved home around third. Into third base comes Dixon. Throw home. Knocked down by the cutoff man, the first baseman. This game is tied. Sung Che Chang, an RBI single.
Have yourself an afternoon, Sung Che Chang. Couple of RBIs. He got the party started, and now he's tied this ball game up 3 apiece here in inning number 7. Really like the way that this team has fought back, continuing to scratch and claw in this game.
Sung Che Chang, by the way, takes second base as the throw from right field went toward home plate. And the lead runner, Josiah Dixon on third, represents the go-ahead run. So infield up for Palm Beach. Sergio Campagna, 0-for-3, will bat next. Here's the pitch by Rodriguez. Bouncer in the dirt. Tremendous block by Bernal. That's part of what earns him such high marks defensively. And another look at that base hit. Stroked on the ground ball. Past the backhand side of the first baseman, Francisco. Norquis Marcos, that pinch running decision really paid off there. One ball and no strikes. Second and third, one away. The pitch. Campagna swings, fouls it right back in this direction. Well, that would have ended up right in my mouth here practically had that extended netting not been present.
Yeah, good thing for that netting. I'm not looking for a baseball sandwich for my lunch this afternoon, but would not have tasted very good.
A little leathery. Count 1-1. Ryander Rodriguez offers up the pitch and a swing and a liner out to right field. Coming in, the right fielder Rotondo makes the catch, and the runners are bluffing a tag. No shot there at scoring. That ball hit just too hard and not deep enough, so an unproductive second out for Campagna, and the score remains tied for now.
Yeah, what a rocket of a throwback from the right fielder Rotondo holding the Marauder runner at third. Still, a couple of runners in scoring position for Bradenton, second and third. For Jerez, who is hitless today, let's see if he can reach base safely in his fourth try.
Second and third, here's the pitch to Juan Jerez. A fastball over the inner half called strike one. Look at the numbers with runners in scoring position for Juan Jerez this season. 246, middle of the road. Rodriguez, the tall, thin right-hander, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, that's taken for strike two. Marauders have squandered a couple of opportunities today, including that bases-loaded threat in the fifth inning that Roy Garcia bailed the Cardinals out of with an inning-ending strikeout. Jerez trying to come up in the clutch here as the Marauders have tied the score at 3-all. Here comes the 0-2. Jerez swings and misses strike three and two men left in scoring position, but they do tie it up on the Sung Che Chang single and the Josiah Dixon single. Tied at 3 runs. As we move to the 8th, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Leacon Park in Bradenton. Left-hander Mitchell Miller on a pitch for the Marauders. This game now tied at 3-3 as the Marauders fought back from a three-run deficit in the bottom of the seventh. So Mitchell Miller trying to keep this thing tied up. Faces Nathan Church, number three hitter in the order. And the first pitch taken low and outside for ball one. A slew of defensive changes for the Marauders here as we open up the eighth inning. Gets them in just a moment as Miller comes set. And the tall southpaw's 1-0 pitch. Church takes a little low for ball two. We have Sergio Campagna moving from right field to center field. Tres Gonzalez is out of the game now. Norquis Marcos, who was in as a pinch runner last half inning, remains in the game as the new second baseman. Davis Nadal moves from second base out to right field. Swinging a bouncing ball right back to the mound. Miller snags it on a leaping grab. Underhand flip to Jerez. In time, beauty of a play, 1-0.
One of the more difficult varieties of the PFP displayed right there. An excellent fielding by the pitcher Miller, able to field his position very well and helps himself out. He has himself his first out of the top of the eighth.
And Miller saw Miller looking up into the sky as if not sure that he had grabbed it at first, just making sure, but he recovers, gathers his wits, and one out here for the Cardinals in the top of the eighth inning. And next up will be Thomas Francisco, lefty on the lefty, the pitch, breaking ball, over for a strike. Nicely placed by Miller. So again, for those just joining us, the new outfield alignment for the Marauders, left to right, Josiah Dixon, Sergio Campagna, Davis Nadal, playing in right field for the first time in his career. The 0-1, swung on, popped foul out of play, third base side. The Marauders infield now stands at Jack Brannigan at third base, Michael Escoto at short, those two the same, Norquis Marcos, the new second baseman, Juan Jerez still at first base, and Wyatt Hendry, the new catcher. So there's Sergio Campagna out in center field. He started the game in right. The 0-2, Francisco takes the low and outside. So he had a pinch runner and, a whole slew of changes last half inning. Got to shuffle around the positions a little bit, and that's where the flexibility really comes into play. Count 1-2 on Thomas Francisco. The toss, low and outside. Knocked down by Hendry. So we saw Davis Nadal in left field for the first time in his career last night. He moves mid-game to right field in this one, playing very, very deep. We saw Francisco almost leave the ballpark earlier today. 2-2 coming from Miller. Check swing. Did he go? The Marauders will not even appeal. Not as much of a check swing anyway, to be fair. So the count is now full on Francisco. Marauders trailed 3-1 going to the bottom of the seventh. Back-to-back RBI singles by Josiah Dixon and Sungche Chang locked the score up at 3-3. 3-2 pitch. Take in. Strike three. Outside corner. Mitchell Miller picks up the punch out. Two away here in the eighth.
Francisco now 0-4 on the afternoon. He's had himself a tough day at the plate. And the first southpaw of the game that we have seen for the Marauders in Mitchell Miller.
Another look at that last pitch. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. Perfect. Here's Michael Chiriali. First pitch swinging. He fouls it back. Oh, man. A la Kevin Youkilis. Top hand coming off the bat there that time for Chiriali. You don't see that very much.
No, not very all. Not very often. He's redoing his batting gloves, trying to get himself all realigned at the plate. Nothing in one, the count on the Beachbirds' right-handed hitting third baseman.
Chiriali 0-2 with a walk today as Miller tosses 0-1. That's in there for strike two at the knees. Miller, a good job working down in the zone here. Nobody on, two outs. Miller, one strike away from a clean eighth. Here he comes, the 0-2 pitch, taken low and inside. And that hit him. Michael Chiriali hit by a pitch. So he's down to first base. Frustrating finish to the plate appearance for Mitchell Miller, who was way ahead in the count.
I have to wonder where exactly that got him. I thought that was just a ball that missed.
Our view partially obstructed here. I wonder if we can get a look at the replay on where exactly that ball hit Chiriali.
Nonetheless, it has given Palm Beach their first base runner of the inning.
Here's Jeremy Rivas, right-handed hitter. The pitch. Miller gets a fastball into the upper reaches of the strike zone. 0-1 the count. Rivas a little surprised by the call.
91 on the gun. I think that's the hardest we've seen out of Miller's arsenal this afternoon.
He glances over at first. High leg kick and a throw that way. Pick off not in time. Chiriali back in safely.
Wyatt Hendry, the new catcher. He appeared in last night's game for Bradenton.
Here comes the 0-1 from Miller. Rivas swings and shoots a line drive down the right field line. Foul. Marauders trying to change the narrative from what we saw last night. Bradenton unable to hold on to two separate two-run leads in last night's series opener. Here, this afternoon, Marauders lost an early 1-0 lead with a three-run fifth by Palm Beach. Bradenton has since come back to tie it at three. The 0-2. Taken up and away for ball one. Totals on the scoreboard. Palm Beach, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Marauders, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. That led to one of those Palm Beach runs. 1-2 from Miller. Swinging a ball, fouled back. Rivas just throwing his bat head out at it and just barely making contact on a pitch outside the zone. Michael Chiriali on first base represents the go-ahead run for the visitors here in the eighth inning. The set. Miller, long pause, the 1-2. Chiriali breaks for second, and another ball shot foul out of play. Look out below. One thumping off the edge of the roof over the first base seats and falls down to the crowd, and a little girl picks it up on the bounce.
Once again, Rivas fighting at the plate. Two-strike approach, just looking to keep himself alive with two gone in the top of the eighth.
The 1-2 again. Rivas a swing and a bouncing ball hit to short. Escoto goes down to a knee, goes the short way to second. Force play ends the inning. And a man left stranded by Palm Beach here in the eighth. We're tied at three going to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Pivotal point in the game here in Bradenton. Score tied at 3-3 as we open up the bottom of the eighth inning. Jack Brannigan leads off for the Marauders. And Gustavo Rodriguez, right-hander for Palm Beach, comes inside with a fastball for ball one. Heater up to 96 there from Rodriguez.
Brannigan, a strikeout victim last time at the plate.
1-0 comes inside, 2-0.
Singled back in the fourth inning for Bradenton. See if he can have himself a multi-hit game.
2-0 pitch, in tight yet again, 3-0 the count. So Jack Brannigan has now hit safely each of his first four games at single A. Some action now in the Bradenton bullpen again. As Rodriguez winds and offers a 3-0, high and inside. Brannigan turns away from it, almost hit him in the shoulder, and he draws the leadoff walk.
Four straight pitches outside the strike zone. Free pass issued to Jack Brannigan and Michael Escoto. Sorry, Wyatt Hendry will check into the ballgame, his first plate appearance of the afternoon.
That last pitch to Jack Brannigan, quickly turned away from it, pitch coming right near the belt, right near the waist. So here's Wyatt Hendry, first plate appearance, as Adam mentioned, and a fastball in there for a strike.
Native of Palmdale, California, San Diego State alumnus.
The good old Dale. The set, the 0-1 pitch, fastball, that's at the knees for a strike. Got to talk to Hendry a little bit at the beginning of the season. Told him I used to call games for the Lancaster Jethawks. Lancaster, the neighboring city over from Palmdale. That was a little fun connection there from day one. It was set by Rodriguez, the 0-2. Hendry swings at a breaking ball, punches it foul, bounced right to Gustavo Amaña, coaching at third base. And Gustavo's soft hands have continued to come in handy for the Marauders' third base coach. So Wyatt Hendry will see another 0-2. Tres Gonzalez, by the way, finishes his single-A debut 0-3. The 0-2. Low and outside. Heck of a backhand snag by Bernal, the catcher, preventing a wild pitch.
Well, he is praised for his defensive abilities and continues to show that here in this ballgame. And quickly was going to look for a snap throw back to first after he picked it on his backhand.
Rodriguez still ahead in the count, 1-2 on Hendry. Go ahead, run on first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball taken low for ball two. Bernal thought they had him with a pitch of the knees. Just a bit low, though. Gustavo Rodriguez showing the high socks, red socks with the navy blue and white alternating stripes around the calves. 2-2. Taken low again. Hendry, discipline, works it full, 3-2.
Hendry was 1-for-2 last night in the ball game and really showing his patience in this plate appearance.
Here comes a 3-2 from the right-hander. Hendry swings and strokes it deep to right field. Going back, Rotondo onto the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch in the ballpark. Just held that one for a deep out number one. Brannigan goes back to first.
Well, I thought that might have had the legs to carry itself out of the ballpark and into a Bradenton lead. It would have been their second of the afternoon, but it stayed inside the ballpark. Good thing for Rodriguez.
Here's Michael Escoto, 1-for-3. His lone hit today was a bouncing ball past the third baseman. Pitch to Escoto. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Bernal. And frankly, that scoring decision on that Escoto base hit in the second inning was one that probably could have gone either way, if you ask me. Maybe an error, but who's complaining? The 0-1, Escoto takes a little high for ball one. That was pretty close and not a bad spot.
Well, I'm sure Escoto and his .256 batting average will say thank you very much to the scoring on that one. Give him credit. It was a hot shot off the bat and really quick to the hot corner.
The 1-1, Escoto swings, pops it foul back this way. Now, Escoto has sustained some success with Bradenton. 24 games this season, he's reached base safely in 21 of them. Began the season up at High A Greensboro, struggled, transferred down to the Florida Complex League to try and get his season back on track. Spent about a week there, then promoted to Bradenton. The 1-2, breaking ball, bounced past the mound, knocked down by the right-hander Rodriguez, picks it up, throws to first in time to get Escoto, and up to second base on the play goes Jack Brannigan. There are two outs.
Great job, too, by Rodriguez to stay composed as he knocked the baseball down quickly, gathered it, found it, and a strong throw over to his first baseman, Francisco. Well, Nadal looking to pick himself back up after he got back-picked at third base. Could have been the difference in this game and a Marauders lead. Had other plans. This game currently tied 3-3.
We're in the bottom of the eighth. Runner on second. The pitch to Nadal. Taken high for ball one. It would be quite the redemption story if Nadal can come away with the go-ahead base knock here and give the Marauders a chance to close it out in the ninth. So action in the right in the bullpen, a right-hander for the Marauders. That looks like Wilkin Ramos. The 1-0 from Rodriguez. Low and outside, snap throw coming to second, and it is just late. Back in there safely standing, Jack Brannigan.
What an excellent job, too, defensively there by the catcher, the number 29 prospect, Bernal. That was a pitch that he had to get down low and kind of crouch down. Kept the ball in front of him, and then a firm throw over to his shortstop, Rivas, trying to backpick Hendry, the runner at second.
2-0, Nadal swings and lifts it to left field. Twisting toward the line, Church hustling in, sunglasses on. He reaches up and makes the catch. The inning is over, and the Marauders leave the go-ahead run stranded on second base. We head to the ninth, still tied at 3 here at Lee-Com Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee-Com Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Wilkin Ramos will toe the rubber for the Marauders in the top of the ninth inning. Score tied at 3 with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Spencer Smith and Adam Plager back with you this afternoon. Game 2 of a 6-game set. Wind up in the pitch by Ramos to Brody Moore. High and inside with a heater for ball one. Fastball typically sits in the mid-90s from Ramos. Also brings the slider. That fastball can bump up to 98. The 1-0. Fastball, 93, too high, 2-0.
Ramos, a native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Same spot as the center fielder, Sergio Campagna.
2-0 pitch is outside, and he falls behind 3-0. Three runs, five hits for Palm Beach. Three runs, nine hits for Bradenton. Now Ramos trying to find the zone, 3-0. Fastball, that's down the middle for a strike.
Ramos gets himself back into the strike zone. He's also pitched very well as of late in his last 10 games, 13 innings pitched, and a 1.38 ERA.
3-1 pitch is lined down the right field line, but foul by a couple of feet. That was almost trouble. Could have been a leadoff double there. Ramos takes over for Johan Montero. Did a nice job out of the Bradenton pen today. Montero ends up going 2 1/3 innings scoreless. Just one hit allowed. Struck out one. Didn't walk anybody. The 3-2 pitch. Moore swings and foul. Tips it into the mid of Hendry for strike three. Ramos battles back from down 3-0 and gets the strikeout.
Enters in style with that punch out to start the afternoon for Wilkin Ramos. And now he'll face the number 29 prospect, Bernal, has really been a tough out this afternoon, 2-for-3.
First pitch is a high strike and a fastball to Bernal, 0-1. Wilkin Ramos, 4.25 ERA across 27 appearances. Opponents hitting 255 against him. The 0-1, breaking ball, bounced toward the mound, and Ramos lets it go to the second baseman. Barehanded by Marcos, throw to first base, bounces away, and quickly retrieved by Juan Jerez. There will be no additional advance by Bernal. So good idea there by Norquis Marcos. Fortunately for the Marauders, no additional advance there, but they can't get Bernal on the play.
Well, good thing that ball bounced right back after it hit off the sidewall. Started to have some flashbacks from last night. It was in the late innings that Palm Beach was able to find their go-ahead runs.
There's a pitch to Darlene Moquette. Fastball misses outside. And that sidewall here at Lecom Park can provide some problems for defenses as well. You get a straight-on throw from an infielder past first base, and with the angle of that wall, that can go rolling toward the outfield. Next pitch, Moquette checks his swing. That's called a strike anyway on the outside corner.
A couple of arms warming in the Palm Beach bullpen. Right-hander. I believe a couple of right-handers for Palm Beach.
The 1-1 to Moquette, and it's in for strike two. Number nine spot in the order here for the Cardinals. Moquette, sack fly in the fifth inning, part of a three-run fifth for the Cards. And double in the seventh, but was left stranded. The 1-2 pitch from Ramos. Bender swinging a bouncing ball, hits to third. Brannigan grabs it, goes to second for one, and the throw to first base by Marcos, not nearly in time. So the Marauders get the lead runner out on the play, 5-4, the putout recorded.
Good job, too, by Bradenton, getting at least one out on that play. A speedy runner at first base in Moquette as he raced down the line, got there in a hurry to break up the double play bid for Bradenton and keep their hopes alive in the ninth.
Go ahead, run once again on first base for the Cardinals. Darlene Moquette asking for manager Gary Kendall, coaching at third, cycled through his signals again. Moquette has not been successful in the base stealing realm this season, 3-for-8. First pitch, a swing and a slow roller toward short by Victor Scott. Backhanded, short by Escoto, and a pump fake throw to first, and he can't bluff Moquette into coming off of second base. So, not much the Marauders could do there. It's an infield single by Victor Scott, and he ups his on-base streak to 10 consecutive games.
Very difficult play there for the shortstop, Escoto, who had a range really far to his right side as that one got past Brannigan. Tough play, too, for Brannigan to get there in time. And an infield hit for Palm Beach as runners at first and second and in business in the top of the ninth.
Ramos trying to escape trouble as Chris Rotondo steps to the plate for the fifth time. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Almost hits him. As Adam alluded to briefly earlier, Wilkin Ramos over his last 10 appearances. Lights out. 1.38 ERA. One whip. The 1-0 pitch. Bender. That's in there for strike one. Nice breaking ball there to even the count at one. Also over those last 10 outings for Ramos, holding opponents to a 196 batting average. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball again, low and outside. Marauders held a 1-0 lead coming out of the third. Palm Beach plated three in the fifth inning to take a two-run lead. Marauders pushed two across in the seventh, tying it at three. That's where we remain here in the ninth. 2-1. Rotondo takes strike two on a Ramos fastball.
Picture perfect on the outside corner by Wilkin Ramos, and now finds himself one strike away from sending his team to the bottom of the ninth with a chance to walk it off.
Deuces wild. 2-2 the count, two outs, two aboard. The pitch, a swing and a line drive, scorched foul into the right field bleachers.
Well, one pattern we have noticed from Palm Beach at the plate, they have fouled off a ton of pitches and two strike counts and have really extended a number of at-bats.
Marauders pitchers have had to work hard all afternoon. The 2-2 again, swing and a chopper, fouled off once more.
Well, just the slightest piece on that 93-mile-an-hour pitch from Ramos keeps Rotondo alive. He was a strikeout victim his last plate appearance. We'll see.
2-2. Check swing and the slider. Did he go? Yes, he did! Strike three. The inning is over. Wilkin Ramos, some straight-up filth. Strands two here in the ninth inning. We head to the bottom half, tied at three. One run will do it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Marauders are in search of a rally here at Lecon Park. The score is tied 3-3. And coming up for Bradenton, Norquis Marcos, Josiah Dixon, Sung Jae Chang. Spencer Smith and Adam Plager back with you today. The Marauders have faced a two-run deficit. They erased that in the seventh. Wilkin Ramos stranded two in a scoreless top of the ninth. And here we go to the bottom of the ninth. Score tied at 3-3. One run will win it for Bradenton. Matt Hickey, side-arming right-hander from Texas, deals to Marcos, low and outside. That one bounces all the way to the backstop.
The Marauders have walked it off seven times this season. They'll need to walk it off this afternoon if they want to come out victorious in Game 2 of the six-game series.
Matt Hickey's professional debut here. The 1-0 pitch is onto the inside corner for a called strike. Hickey out of Granbury, Texas, about 50 miles from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 15th-round pick out of Tarleton State by the Cardinals. Sidearmers 1-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball up the middle over second base. Backhanded by the second baseman Moore. Jump throw to first in time to get Marcos. What a play by Moore. Up the middle, jump throw. Right on target, one away.
Well, what a play defensively by Brody Moore to save a hit and also help out his pitcher to get the first out of the inning and keep the base pass clear for Josiah Dixon, who's been excellent. 2-for-2 at the plate this afternoon.
Got a run batted in, 2 for Dixon. And here's the pitch from Hickey. Dixon looks at a strike, knee-high outside corner. Sung-Che Chang, a 3-for-4 day from the leadoff spot in the order. He's on deck. Dixon trying to get on board here with one out in the ninth. The pitch, breaking ball, is inside for ball one.
Well, this is the part of the order you would like to pick to have up at this moment of the game. They have been extremely productive this afternoon.
1-1 coming from Hickey. Swinging a bouncing ball, pushed to second. Another one for Moore. More routine play this time. He gathers it, throws it first just in time to get the hustling Dixon by a step. And now the Marauders are down to their final out before this one potentially hits extras.
Credit Hickey. He's the first Palm Beach pitcher to set down Josiah Dixon this afternoon. He had been 2-for-2 up to that point. Also reached base with a hit by pitch. Now up to the leadoff man, Sung-Che Chang.
He's 3-for-4. The pitch to the lefty batter is a fastball for a strike. Thinking off the wall here. When was the last time the Marauders hit a walk-off homer? Was earlier this season. Brendan Dixon, a walk-off inside the Parker back in April, win over Dunedin. The 0-1 to Chang, taken outside pretty close for ball one. Nobody aboard for the Marauders here in the ninth.
Speaking of Brendan Dixon and storylines, he was also a teammate of Hickey at Weatherford College.
That's right, the 1-1. Chang swings and bounces it foul. Had the opportunity to talk to Dixon before yesterday's game. About what do you remember about your former teammate, Mac Hickey? The two crossed over for one season at Weatherford, but Dixon spoke highly of him, said, great guy, nasty sidearm angle here. The 1-2 pitch to Chang. Swing and a pop-up, third base side. Kiriali, the third baseman, over into foul ground, makes the call and makes the catch, staggering backwards. And, folks, we are headed to extra innings. Score tied at 3 as we head to the 10th here on this Wednesday at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Here we go to extra innings in Bradenton. Free baseball for all here on this Wednesday afternoon. Score tied at 3. We go to the top of the 10th inning. Wilkin Ramos will toe the rubber again for the Marauders. And the extra inning base runner starting on second base for Palm Beach will be Chris Rotondo as he struck out swinging to end the ninth inning.
Third time in 5 games we get extra innings baseball for the Marauders. The last one, it was a 12-10 victory. They also won the one before that, a 4-3 victory in 10, both games against the Mighty Muscles.
Nathan Church leads off with the first pitch high and outside to him for ball one. That's right, the Marauders Sunday afternoon went into early Sunday evening down in Fort Myers. 12-10 win in 12 innings. One of the strangest but most exciting games of the season for Bradenton. The 1-0 to Church with a man on second, swung on and slashed foul left side.
Church hitless today, 0-4 at the plate. Wilkin Ramos looking to continue that trend, especially in extra innings with the runner that gets to start at second base.
Ramos sets below the belt buckle. Long look back at second base. And the 1-1 offering. Church takes a backdoor breaking ball that just misses the outside corner. Marauders went down in order 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Unable to walk it off in the regulation nine innings. So let's see if Ramos can keep the cards off the board here in the 10th. 2-1 from the tall righty. Swinging a ground ball. Shortstop. Escoto goes to third with it. And the tag by Brannigan in plenty of time. Heads up throw there by Michael Escoto from shortstop. He had plenty of time to spare, and he gets Chris Rotondo trying to advance on the grounder, hit almost in front of him.
What a headsy play by the Pirates' number 29 prospect, Michael Escoto. He goes to third to Brannigan, that gets the lead runner, and now all of a sudden that runner in scoring position wiped away, and I'll take a runner at first base anytime than a runner 90 feet from the go-ahead run.
Runner on first, one away to boot. Pick off to first base by Ramos. In safely, Nathan Church. So now this puts the traditional double play into the picture here for Bradenton. Thomas Francisco, the batter. Not a very fast runner, so a potential double play candidate here. Here's the pitch from Ramos. Swinging a ball driven to deep left center field. On the run, Campagna over into the gap. Smooth as butter, he makes the catch. Two away here in the top of the 10th inning. That is just what Campagna does. Calm, cool, and collected.
Great first step, too, by Sergio Campagna. Moves to his right, first step back, and gathers it, gets underneath it with plenty of time to spare, and well inside the warning track to make that play for the second out in the top of the 10th.
Michael Curiali will come up next. He is 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Curiali coming off a 2-for-4, 2 RBI game last night. Here's the pitch. Righty batter hits the deck, and this ball sails to the backstop. Up to second base on the wild pitch goes Nathan Church. Wilkin Ramos will have his bouts of wildness from time to time. He has walked 23 batters in 36 innings this season. That's a less than ideal walk rate. The strikeout numbers are certainly there, though. 41 strikeouts over 36 innings coming into this one. Now the go-ahead runner on second with two outs. The 1-0 to Curiali. High and inside. He brushed him back again. 2-0. Marauders and Cardinals tied at 3. We're in the top of the 10th inning. Bradenton playing their third extra inning game in their last five contests. The 2-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Hit softly to first. Jerez waits back on it. Fields it cleanly. Steps on first base himself. And we head to the bottom of the 10th. Once again, one run will do it. Tied at 3 here in the 10th at Lee Comp Park. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lee Comp Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
The Marauders are 6-0 in extra inning games this season. They look to make it 7-0. Spencer Smith alongside Adam Plager. And Adam, we are engulfed in another extra inning battle here. An exciting one, huh?
Runner two at second base, Sung Che Chang.
Sergio Campagna takes the first pitch low.
The heart of the order here due up for the Marauders. Campagna, though, looking to get off the schneid. He's 0 for 4. Perfect time to do it. He'd walk it off if he can drive in Sung Che Chang.
The 1-0 swing and a miss of the slider from Andrew Marrero for strike one. Marrero appearing for the second straight game out of the bullpen for Palm Beach. Last night, Marrero finished the game. Got the inning and a third save, his sixth save of the season. Slightly different scenario here as Palm Beach looks to keep the Marauders off the board. One run will win it. Here's the 1-1. Campagna takes a slider in the dirt. It gets away from Bernal. Up to third goes Chang. And now the winning run is on third base with nobody out here in the 10th inning.
That wild pitch. Now you can watch the infield creep its way in. Infield is going to be in. And now a ball hit hard. It's going to make things very challenging on the Palm Beach defense, the winning run just 90 feet away.
Campagna trying to bring home the winning run some way, somehow. Here's the set. Marrero, the 2-1 pitch, and Campagna check swings one foul. Look out in the on-deck circle. Juan Jerez able to avoid that.
Righty-righty matchup. Campagna versus Marrero.
Now time called, requested by Campagna. Andrew Marrero, 1.57 ERA, a whip right at one on the season. He's been magnificent. 2-2 to Campagna. Breaking ball in there, strike three, inside corner. Campagna didn't like it. One gone here in the 10th.
The third time this afternoon, Campagna has been sent packing via the strikeout. What a way to enter for Marrero. The New Haven, Connecticut native gets a big-time first out. But once again, the infield still up for Palm Beach.
Here's Juan Jerez with one away. Here's the pitch. It's lone outside on the slider from Marrero for ball one. Sung Che Chang on third base, the extra inning base runner. Took third on a wild pitch. He's just 90 feet away from scoring the winning run for Bradenton. Here's the set. Marrero tosses the 1-0. Jerez swings and lifts it to right center field. This should be deep enough. Back goes Rotondo. He is back. Makes the catch on the track. Here comes Chang on the light jog in from third base. He scores. Juan Jerez walks it off for the Marauders here on this Wednesday afternoon. 4-3, your final score here at 10 innings. And the Marauders spill out of the dugout, out of the bullpen. They mob Juan Jerez. They give him the water cooler. They give him all the ice water in the face. The Marauders win it here in the 10th inning on the Juan Jerez sack fly to deep right.
Marauders stay perfect in extra innings. 7-0 this season. Their eighth walk-off of the year in front of their fans at Lacombe Park. And what a way to do it. They had a battle back in this one from down 3-1. Bottom of the order produced this afternoon, and they get back on the right side of the win column.
Juan Jerez just missing a walk-off bomb to the opposite field, but the walk-off sack fly will do it all the same. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more.
You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacom Park for the Marauders postgame show. He's Adam Plager, I'm Spencer Smith, and Adam, a thrilling finish here. Juan Jerez, a walk-off sack fly to deep right in the bottom of the 10th inning. How about it? Marauders pull it off in a come-from-behind fashion.
Yeah, what a very deserving guy, too. And Juan Jerez sends it opposite field, almost an Oppo Taco for an opposite field home run. Definitely deep enough for Sung Che Chang to come in to score. And a picture-perfect ending for the Marauders, their third extra-inning win in five games.
It just so happened that Chang, by rule, was the extra-inning runner on second base as he had made the final out of the previous inning. And you got the sense that Chang, a guy who has always made things happen on the base paths this season, was the runner representing that winning run, and sure enough, it worked out okay.
Yeah, let's not forget, he got to third base on that wild pitch, heads-up play, advances 90 feet, and then Juan Jerez does the finishing touches, sends it to the deep right field warning track to score the winning run.
Here's how this game went. Neither team scored in the first two innings. Bottom of the third inning, the Marauders got to work with the bats. A two-out double down the right field line by Josiah Dixon. He then scored on a Sung Che Chang single. By the way, Chang ended up with three hits and two runs batted in this afternoon. That 1-0 Bradenton lead didn't last more than a couple of innings as Palm Beach surged ahead with a three-run fifth inning. That inning saw an RBI double by Leonardo Bernal, a sack fly by Darlene Moquete, and Chris Rotondo scored on a throwing error by the starting pitcher Carlos Jimenez. So 3-1 Palm Beach after five innings. Bottom of the seventh, Bradenton tied it with a two-run effort. RBI singles back-to-back by Josiah Dixon and Sung Che Chang coming through the clutch again. Score tied at 3 after 7. No scoring in the 8th for either team. No scoring in the 9th. And then in the 10th inning, the epic walk-off effort by the Marauders as they now stay 7-0 undefeated in extra-inning play. And you have to admire the resilience and the toughness in extra innings when the heat is on. You like your chances for a team like this surging toward a postseason berth here.
Yeah, and give a lot of credit to the pitcher in the top of the 10th for Bradenton. As Palm Beach gets to start with that lead runner at second base with nobody out, works out of that jam. First batter, hard ball, hit to short. Escoto heads up play, throws to Brannigan. Gets that first out. Runner disappears from second base. Runner moves to first, and then the Marauders get themselves out of the top of the 10th unscathed to set up that picture-perfect ending.
Pretty poetic as the defense, which was a little bit rocky early on for the Marauders, ends up being a strong point with the aforementioned Escoto heads-up play. So the Marauders win in walk-off fashion. Final score of 4-3 in 10 innings. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders postgame show continues here at Lee-Com Park. It's now time to name our Marauders player of the game. And Adam, not many choices besides Sungche Chang today. A three-hit performance, a two RBI performance, and hey, he caps off by scoring the winning run. How about him?
Yeah, what an excellent game for Sungche Chang. He's got the party started with that go-ahead single up the middle. He shot it right back up the middle. Then I believe a single to right field, which scored another run for the Marauders to get this game tied at three. And then gets the game-winning run on the sack fly from Juan Jerez. Perfect choice for today's player of the game.
Chang has now hit safely in five consecutive games, and in 15 of his last 17 games, Chang has recorded a hit. He is your Marauders player of the game on this Wednesday afternoon. We turn our attention now to tomorrow's game, third game of the series. The Marauders look to swing the series in their favor with it now tied at one. It'll be back to a 6:30 normal start time for our Thirsty Thursday, and it'll be a southpaw showdown. Lefty Luis Peralta gets the nod for Bradenton, lefty Alfredo Ruiz for the Cardinals, and Adam, we're looking forward to another fun one tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be an exciting one tomorrow. A lot of momentum to pick up from this game. A lot of different changes in this game where they struck out with the bases loaded. This team stuck with it. Like we said, Chang got that game-tying run to tie it, and then that perfect walk-off win from Juan Jerez. Great way to go into Thirsty Thursday.
So there you have it. The Marauders walk it off on the Juan Jerez sack fly in the 10th inning today. Final score of 4-3 over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Pre-game coverage will begin tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. prior to first pitch here at Lee-Com Park. You can listen, as always, online at BradentonMarauders.com, or you can watch on MILB.TV. For Adam Plager, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Lee-Com Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.